please don't take this person out. Would you politely go to hell? Get the fuck out of my way, cause it's been one of those days.
Come on, boiler room.
Yeah, we're fucked up. Oh, the wrong door.
Yeah, somehow the apes are back.
Honk, 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 honk.
I have a month's worth of beans.
Makes me want to ride an escalator at a mall.
All we ever do is mention things.
Right out of the box, I'm having fun.
Mad at a room.
Live, on tape, it's the fastest hour in podcasting. This is Never Not Funny. Now, here's your host, Jimmy Pardo.
Hello, everybody. Yes, welcome to the program, episode 35, a Snakey Eyes. Roll the dice. Garen like the cup. Welcome to 35S. That was me channeling Jay Moore, which admittedly we do in our house more than we should. We quote that bit quite often in our home, and we laugh like idiots about it, all three of us, Danielle, Oliver, and myself. My son is Oliver. My wife is Danielle. You guys in the room have all met her. We welcome you, and I'm getting a text. Speaking of my son, I'm getting a text message from my son. So before we started, Matt quoted a Mitch Hedberg joke, and then I said, oh, that's funny. And Matt, the one you quoted was?
I used to do drugs. I still do drugs, but I used to, too.
All right. And then I said Oliver the other day quoted one. And it's something that, like, this, and this is the primary thing. This is something that I would say, that or you would say to your wife, and mean it, mm-hmm. and not for comedy.
Right.
Or I would say it to Danielle, okay. Again, not for comedy, but in the hands of a Mitch Hedberg, it's a great joke. I don't know if cold sore medicine helps cold sores go away, but it does make them shiny and more noticeable.
Yeah.
And that is something that I would go, look, I don't know if this is working, but luckily it's making it shiny and more noticeable.
Right.
Like, I would say that, but never think to bring it to stage.
Right. It's just a comment you make to
yes.
someone in passing. And, what we were saying before we started was that he had jokes that if you just saw them on a piece of paper, you wouldn't even know it was a joke. You'd be like, okay, somebody wrote down a thought they
right.
had. But in his delivery, it became comedy.
Yeah.
It's like a magic trick.
I think there's a documentary being made about him.
Oh, cool.
Which I'm not 100% sure what that will be, but I'm interested to whenever it comes out. Hey, speaking of things on television,
yeah.
I don't know if it was on the air or off the air. On Monday when we were here, you mentioned you and Elliot both mentioned you had watched the latest Nate Bargatze special,
mm-hmm.
and you had thought it was better than his previous special.
Yeah.
And I will here's what I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. You ready for this?
Yeah.
I'm going to say that without a doubt he's the best comedian working today, if not one of the best of all time.
Whoa.
And I mean that. He has a unique voice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I laugh out loud.
Yeah.
I laugh out loud. And when I'm not laughing out loud, I'm going, yeah. Like, there's not one joke that I go, saw it coming. Okay.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Everything is good.
Yeah. And look, I didn't mean I didn't like the last one.
Of
I
course.
Was just saying
no.
this new one, somehow topped that. And maybe, I'm trying to remember, like, the one that was outside at Universal Amphitheater was two ago. So I think this one's definitely better than the last two, which I thought were both great. I don't know how it stacks up with, like,
Tennessee Kid.
Yeah, that one's really good, but I haven't watched it in a while. So.
I mean, that's probably, what, 15 years ago already? 10 years ago?
Yeah.
He's 46. He mentions that many times in this special.
Mm-hmm.
And
rubbing it in our faces that he's younger than us.
Yeah. You know what, though? Grayer. and if I may, I think the jacket was too new. You know what I mean by that?
It wasn't broken in.
It didn't drape properly.
Yeah.
It was still like a little
a
little stiff.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how wardrobe allowed that to happen.
That's the only thing we could criticize, because
isn't that funny?
The actual performance and the jokes were perfect.
I'll even go this far. I think comedy in venues that big suck.
Yeah.
And I think that
I don't know why he did it in the round again. That was confusing to me.
You did that once.
Yeah.
But I'll say I'm going to compliment the directing, because the directing never made you feel like you were not involved in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was so often when a comedian does a special in a venue that big, it's so important to the director to show how grand a scope it is,
mm-hmm.
that they waste a lot of time with aerial. This had aerial shots, but they fed
Played into the comedy?
Played into the comedy. They fit the need. Or it was good for transitionals.
Yeah.
But it worked. It was never like gratuitous like it was for Danes or Louis, where it was like, I'm doing Madison Square Garden, or even Sebastian's, right, where it's like, it's all about the fucking size and not about the comedy.
Well, the best compliment I think I could give the direction is that I didn't think about it.
Like, that's the other,
if you're right, watching a special, you shouldn't be thinking about, oh, what an interesting shot. You should be focused on the material, and that's what happened. Like, I was really not, other than, like, there's a couple times where you see, you know, you in a round, you know, when someone's performing in the round, you can't not see some of the equipment sometimes. Like, you see the track that one of the cameras is on, and I just noted it. Like, oh, okay, well, there's what that is. But it wasn't like making a big show of it. And I don't know, maybe he likes performing that way. I would think it's terrible to have to constantly. I mean, maybe he's just used to it, or he doesn't think about it anymore. But to always be conscious of, like, okay, turn this way, turn this way, turn this way. Like, don't leave your back to anybody for too long.
Maybe it makes it more intimate in a weird way. Like, because if you're just at the end of a stadium,
yeah,
like, that's a lot of stadium in front of you. And, you know, I don't know the answer.
But he could. I mean,
this also lets you sell all tickets but 15 square feet.
Right. Mm-hmm. He doesn't, but for a special, he could do a theater, and, like, yeah, he's sort of losing money by not doing a bigger venue that night, but if he wants to be in a theater, he can be in a theater.
Do the bigger venue the next night.
Right, exactly. It's like, no big deal.
Right? Do the special in a 2,500 seat theater.
Yeah.
And then do it. But you know what?
But it didn't hurt the thing. So no. I'm not going to, other than, like, acoustically, I like a theater better, but it didn't really matter. Like, it sounded great. Like, it was fine.
I thought it did sound great too. Yeah. That's the other thing. It's like, everything about it was great.
Yeah.
Good special. A lot of laughs. That's what's important with comedy. And we try to provide that here. Let's address what's happening here in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And I want to thank all of the Never Not Funny fans for reaching out via email as well as social media, asking how we are doing. We the four of us are very lucky in that potentially some power outages. That's all we had very briefly at my home. I know that studio here had some power outages. We're lucky to be recording today. But we are... My house is about 15 miles from both major fires, mm-hmm, and obviously only about 6 miles from that Sunset fire that happened last night. Mm-hmm. That was, man, when that popped up, that was scary. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was already scary, but it was like, holy shit, here's another huge one in a populated area. And they were, and this, I'm about to do a run-on sentence here and argue against something that nobody in the room said anything that I'm arguing about. But, you know, this fuckwad Donald J. Trump, who's our the elected president, you know, attacked Karen Bassett, you know, called him Gavin Newsom, and just attacked him, saying that they did not handle this properly and it's a disaster. He can't wait till he's governing. I'm paraphrasing that, but mm-hmm, basically that was the gist of it. But he called him Gavin Newsom because that's what an adult does who is leading the greatest country in the world. And the point I'm making is, the Sunset fire started at 5:30 last night, and it was out by 2:30 in the morning. And that's because the winds had died down enough where they could drop the water on it and they could get to it. Mm-hmm. The reason that the Palisades one and the Eden fire, the two ones that are still blazing and are devastating, and the footage is apocalyptic, is they could not get the helicopters and the planes in there to do that. So all they could do was be on foot to start, and that and you cannot control it that quickly.
Right.
So, you know, it just takes one extra step to think further to understand why it didn't happen.
Right.
It's nobody's fault in the same way that a hurricane's nobody's fault.
Mm-hmm.
And it's...
somehow people don't see fire that same way, because it's like, it's not... The fire itself isn't coming from the sky, but, like, the wind is.
The wind is.
And, like, that is what's causing it. But, people like to jump to, like, well, there must have been arson. Like, I even saw people online being like, this is getting fishy with, like, the one in Studio City.
Yeah,
I'm like,
right.
Is it? Or is it just fucking wind and power lines?
Or it's wind that's been, is the worst wind we've had in 11 years.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's unprecedented 75-mile-an-hour gusts.
Right.
I mean, even last year when, remember there was the threat of the hurricane last year, even those winds weren't as bad as what they were two nights ago.
Right.
So, and the good news about the hurricane was that at least it was bringing moisture.
Right.
This is the winds are coming the opposite direction, so that's not.
Yeah.
But it's, at any rate, we are very grateful that the four of us and our families are fine. Mm-hmm. My Walter is fine. He had a longer power outage in North Hollywood than... Mm-hmm. than we did down in Baldwin Hills. We, you know, like I always say about Baldwin Hills, we're very close to that, you know, that those steps, the Culver steps, the you know, that Lookout Mountain and the Kenneth Hahn Park, which honestly, if that goes up, depending on which way the wind blows, we're in trouble.
Yeah, sure.
But that's going to be about it. Mm-hmm. Any other fire that happens, even, you know, the Sunset, which is 6 miles away, and yes, 6 miles in the Palisades spread very quickly. It's got to get through a lot of concrete to get to me. And same with you guys.
Yeah.
And so we're kind of in a good spot for that.
This.
We are for this.
For this, yeah.
That said, we have friends that lost their houses.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a friends of the show that have lost their houses. Yeah. And, you know, I'm talking, of course, about Anna Faris and Billy Crystal. And it's devastating. What is Billy going to do? That said, they've lived there, what, 49 years or something? He and his wife?
He seems unpleasant, but I feel bad.
Well, you know what? James Woods is a prick. Yeah. And James Woods is a prick. Yeah. And it's still awful that he lost his home.
Yeah.
But it is, but legit friends of the show have lost their homes and we feel horribly, obviously for that. And then I know some fans and I reached out to, our fan, Ariana, who comes to all of our shows.
I thought of her. Yeah.
She and her, daughters, Bella and Kat always come to our live shows and, their husband Kevin and they are, I did check in with them.
Oh, good.
And, as of right now, they're okay. They evacuated as they were told to do.
Yep.
And as of right now, I guess another neighbor went down to do some recon and said that so far, so good. But as she said in her email, that could change today.
I know. That's the scary part is as we're recording on Thursday, the wind advisory is still in effect for another 24 to 36 hours, I think. And so we could be in for another round of absolute horror.
God, Jesus, that Palisades footage was just, I don't know if you guys were watching this morning. We were watching maybe KKL 9 or something this morning. And the woman was out there showing the Bank of America that had burned down and the Italian restaurant that had burned down and the Gelson's and the Ralph's, which is just, when you see, you know, houses, you're like, okay, a house burned down. I'm not certainly not dismissing how devastating it is. But when a Ralph's or a gigantic strip mall burns down as part of this, but as she's doing it, she said, a non-local just, she goes, she says to her cameraman, Johnny, could you shoot down to the corner there? That's where the Starbucks was, next to the Italian restaurant, next to the Bank of America. Right before we came on, a non-local walked up and wanted to know where the Starbucks is and is it open? what hurdles aren't you seeing?
How do you even get there?
Secondly, you park it. Like, let's pretend like Danielle and I were doing. All right, you look at the map or you look at your app.
Right.
Oh, okay. There's one here. You pull over. It's like, oh, what? Hey, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Like, I wonder why there's no traffic.
Anybody inside?
Anybody there?
I did it on the app. Right. Is it ready yet?
No. You know what you see inside? Girders and wiring.
Yeah.
And that's embers. Crazy. Like, who the fuck makes it that far?
Wow. Yeah. A friend of mine told me the only thing left standing was the facade of that Starbucks. Like, the back of it was gone.
Yeah.
Just the front.
Maybe
of
that's
it.
Fool of the woman.
Yeah. So she saw that. Like, it's still here.
They're going to go. Now, in fairness, the only thing I'm going to say in fairness to her is Kitty Corner. No devastation at all.
Right.
Power on.
That's what's fascinating. Like,
power on.
Seeing the aerial footage of the Palisades where it's just an entire block, an entire street full of houses gone. And then across the street, like nothing happened.
Like nothing.
Or
like,
three gone, one standing. Like what? It's so crazy.
Somebody I know that luckily has their house, their house, their neighbor's house, the two of them fine. Houses on both sides gone.
Crazy.
And so it's like, how? So it took these two, but not the two up the middle.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fire. When I was growing up, when I was like 5 years old, we had the fire near our house, and there was just like a hot spot above the hill. Mm. And then in the mudslides the next season, the house next to ours got taken out because the fire had just stopped right there.
Wow. Well, I'm going to quote a guy who thinks he's great. That's fire. That's you. You said that seconds ago.
Ellie, you went to Palisades High, which if initially I heard had been completely burned down, but now I'm hearing it's just some outbuildings burned.
I mean, looking at the map and the way that the wind was going, I'm surprised that anything will survive there because it seemed like all those canyons were funneling the wind and the fire down that way.
And it's kind of tucked back into a canyon, right?
I mean, yes. I'm going to be very surprised if the high school that I went to is still standing by the time it's all over.
I mean, yes, there still could be more, but as of this morning, Yeah, what Matt heard was
okay. Well, great
exactly
then.
Was the update?
Yeah. Well, that's very fortunate then. I mean, there's a lot of concrete there.
Yeah,
and it's like a traditional kind of California high school. So it's mostly outdoors as opposed to the brick kind of East Coast style where mm-hmm. everything's where you're walking through hallways. So it's a lot of metal. It's a lot of concrete. So maybe that helps too.
It didn't help the Ralphs and Gelsons and Bank of America. Now here's the question that the news reporter had that I also have. Bank of America burns down. Mm-hmm. Theoretically, a safe is fireproof, mm-hmm. But there was no footage. Like she was like, "We don't even see the safe." Like, so where was the fire so hot that it even melted the safe?
Oh dear!
Or is it supposed to save? Because theoretically, if it were they were open today, I'd go in there and go, "I need $1,000 in cash, please," mm-hmm. and they would go to the safe and get it for me. Mm-hmm. So there's money in there. So is the safe safe?
Are you talking about a job?
I'm talking about... hey, by the way, I'm interrupting. There's a dickhead on Nextdoor that posted that he went to Home Depot, bought a bunch of generators, contact him. He'll make him an offer.
So...
Oh, you're an asshole.
Price gouging.
So go fuck yourself. Yeah. I hope your house burns. I hate to be a prick. I hope your house goes fucking first.
Yeah, here's my offer. I'll meet you in the parking lot and I'll kick you in the nuts.
How about that? How about that?
That's my offer.
But I'll connect your genitals to that generator. How about that? A genital generator.
Hey.
Ooh, of course, I served under in... that was Korean. That was actually Korean. That,
wow. Yeah. Wait, that far?
I mean... Yeah, I went back. That was a little further back.
Sure.
Yeah, it is wild. It is. I do have a friend who lives in the Palisades who I texted, mm-hmm. I'm not trying to make this 9/11. I'm just giving you my. I was at physical therapy, and was driving north on the 405. I'm sorry, on Sepulveda, and I literally said, "Geez, what building's on fire over there?" And then I turn on, you know, KNX 1070 or whatever to get the news. They went, "Oh, there's a small brush fire in the Pacific Palisades." And by the time I got home, 10 acres.
Yeah.
It was like, and I literally witnessed it. That's like crazy. Go from, "Oh, what building is that?" And I meant that. Like, what single building's on fire? Mm-hmm. And to like seeing, you know, the hillside on fire. Yeah. It was, and then, of course, what we see on television,
yeah.
which crazy is. Just anyway, so I texted my friend and said, "I hope you know, thinking about you guys. I hope you're okay." You know, he wrote back, "So far, so good." And then it went to shit.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm no longer comfortable texting to follow up.
Sure.
Because
whatever, they're probably dealing with a lot of.
They
shit.
Don't need me checking it.
Yeah.
You know, they might be sitting in a gymnasium somewhere. Mm-hmm. They might be on the road heading to Long Beach to find housing.
Yeah.
The last thing they might be crying in front of their house. Mm-hmm. They don't need me going, "Hey, any update?"
Yeah.
So when the time is right, I'm sure that that person will reach out and give an update.
Yep.
And that person's name once again is Billy Crystal.
Well, we know what happened then.
Yeah, we do. We also know what happened with Tom and Tom Hanks and Rita. They've they lost their house as well.
Oh wow!
It's you think about I've been to a couple of famous people's homes in the Palisades, and when they say you know grab your essentials and get out of there, like Diane Warren's house burned down. I think about Diane Warren's house and her. Yeah, and yes, I know this means nothing at the end of the day. Her 100 awards,
right.
Sure.
Her 100 Grammys, and her maybe $4 million grand pianos.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like stuff like that, that is just, you know, you're not strapping that to the top of the car and getting out of there. So like all that stuff's gone.
I thought about that with that, you know, Jamie Lee Curtis was apparently in New York and just like doing Fallon and just jumped on a plane to get home, and then it was like, "Oh, I can't get to my house." But
they lost their house, by the way.
They did. Yeah. So, like, so she probably wasn't even there to be like, I gotta grab the Oscar. Right. You know, like she just won an Oscar.
You know, what do you think Chris Guest grabs? You think he grabs anything? Maybe what prosthetics? What does he grab?
Yeah, maybe a pair of funny glasses right. for a character.
What does he?
I mean, like he strikes me as a very practical person, and probably like all of us, he would grab his laptop and get the fuck out because that's the one thing.
It's one of the P's. Personal computer.
Laptop.
Personal computer.
Okay.
Yes. Laptop. There's two P's.
Laptop.
You got your papers.
Yeah.
Personal computer.
Yeah, like a passport, birth certificate, whatever the fuck.
What, there's six P's.
Yeah.
I just named two. Give me four others.
Oh, goodness.
Pets.
Oh, pets. Thank you. Yeah. All right. Pets.
Prescriptions.
Prescriptions. Prescriptions. There's four.
Yeah.
What are the other two?
Water.
In the form of pee.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of... Oh, dear. I'm trying to think of... Because Irma and I took this as an opportunity to like practice getting stuff together. Because why not? Even though we're not going to... probably be given evacuation order.
Can I say this? I mean this very sincerely. You guys have fun.
We do.
You know what? I'm making fun of you, but Danielle and I, when Oliver was in the room, was like, should we be practicing? Like, what should we be doing here? Yeah. Like, so,
by
the way, we did not.
Yeah. We also had the discussion when the Studio City fire started. That was, I mean, I think the sunset thing was freaking people out, even though yeah. I was like, there's two freeways and a river between us and them. But
right.
Still, it's the closest thing.
Sure.
And we used to live right there. So, but anyway, go ahead.
I'm trying to think of.
There's five.
Oh, there's five
feet. You know what? The news said five, but Elise was like, no, I saw six. So
I saw six.
I think you're not wrong.
All right, there. Finish your thought and then we'll get to this.
I put some, I don't know what their pee is, but I put some extra clothes in there.
Panties.
Pajamas.
Pajamas. Some. You're supposed to put some food. I didn't have any food that you take with you.
Produce.
A portable radio.
Mm.
That might be pee.
It might be, but I don't think it is. I will say Danielle's joke, pussy.
And a flashlight. It's not pee either. I don't know.
P-H-L-A-S-H.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a
it's a Parliament P-Funk's flashlight.
There you go. I was going to go Snoop Dogg, but it'll go then.
Isn't that their song? Flashlight? Flashlight.
Yeah.
Flashlight. Garen, give us a hint on what number five would be.
But wait, read the ones we already said. We said pets, prescriptions, personal computer, papers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we're missing two. Oh, you're saying we're missing one.
You're missing two.
All right, you found the six then.
Oh, so one of the things we said was not.
Garen Cockrell from How to Survive will...
Yeah.
Yeah. How to Survive. Who couldn't survive a recording this past weekend or this past week because their power kept going out. Yeah.
One of them is somewhat
repetitive.
Yeah. You can't. Yeah, I mean, it's very, very obvious.
People.
Yes.
Oh.
People. Pets.
I don't know. People.
Papers. Prescriptions. Personal needs.
What?
And so big. Priceless items.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they do say priceless items.
Well, personal needs is like something outside of prescription, probably.
Vitamins, eyeglasses.
Yeah. Right.
Your mom's Emmy. That's what Melissa Rivers grabbed.
Is that what she grabbed?
Yeah. Her mom's Emmy and a, or her, I think it was her mom's Emmy, and a drawing her mom did. Because she said, I didn't grab photos because I can get those again.
Yeah.
I think I'm with her. You take the drawing your mom did. I think that's something you do. Oh, I want that.
If it's handy.
Yeah. And it's not gonna, and it probably means more than the house.
Could be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I stuffed all of the, I had gone through all my dad's stuff and found papers like my grandmother's Russian passport and stuff like that. And it all kind of fit into one envelope. So I put it all in one envelope. So now the next time if something actually does happen, I'll have that available.
Full disclosure. I went on Amazon today and I bought a fireproof little,
one of those little safes,
a safe/, briefcase, like it's got a handle,
sure,
so that you could grab it and go.
Cool. That's
and also,
fine.
I've been thinking about buying a safe anyway, and I'm always torn about buying a safe because if you buy a safe and you're like, oh, we'll keep our passports, we'll keep everything in the safe. If you get broken into, it's not cemented into the floor.
Right.
They're just going to take that safe,
and they'll pry it open.
Yeah, but I like the idea of this because it kind of looks like a briefcase.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And
so you got to hide it in something that looks not valuable.
What do you think, salad spinner?
I did find what the sixth things are.
Okay.
So it's people and pets, that's one.
Okay.
Papers, phone numbers, important documents, two. Prescriptions, vitamins, eyeglasses, three. Pictures and irreplaceable memorabilia.
Pictures.
Personal computers and plastic.
Oh right. Yeah, I've seen that.
Oh, credit card, that's it.
And cash.
That is the list I saw. Thank you.
Aren't those mostly in your wallet?
Even in my head, I was like, okay, I don't have to worry about that. I've got that.
Yeah, like what?
Well, I have emergency cash that I put up aside, so I have grabbed that.
It's not one of the pee, my man.
Well, that's part of the
papers.
No, it's part of the plastic. Is
the
credit cards and cash?
We're talking. It's the it's literally the opposite. It's the opposite of plastic.
Sure,
plastic is credit card.
Oh, okay, paper. You know what? I misunderstood. I'll leave it then.
I would leave. I would leave. The, yeah, that's a good idea. It's the Irma. It's not listed here.
It's not. It's not a B. Just throw it out the window. Make it rain.
Or if I'm you, I would start on the reg, calling it petty cash.
Petty cash.
Oh, oh,
now we can take it. That's really smart.
Now you can take it. Seconds
I'm so
ago,
glad I'm here.
You're leaving it.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm here to help.
I'm super here to glad. Help.
Yeah, I need to organize that shit. I mean, it's mostly in two drawers, but...
But you know, those two drawers, because same deal. It's basically in two folding, it's two hanging folders in a pull-out drawer.
Yeah, sure.
But that ain't easy to grab.
No, it isn't.
So that's why I thought of this little briefcase thing that Amazon sells. By the way, for not much money.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
$4,000.
Oh, what?
I don't think that's a lot.
I mean, for your peace of mind that you have.
Peace of mind for the safe?
I gotta say.
It's $60.
But it weighs 350 pounds, right?
Yeah, so gotta carry it. Oliver, give me a hand with this. Or I'll use your little cart that you brought in the monster drinks with to go the 4 feet into the building. I'm with you.
You could, if you wanted to, you could put it, it would cost a lot of money probably, or not a lot, but you could have someone come to the house and encase it in cement.
I'm not doing that.
Well, but then it defeats the purpose, right?
It defeats the purpose of being able to carry it out, but then at least thieves can't take it.
Yeah,
and it's protected.
As we've talked about on this show before, about with my trials and tribulations of my new alarm system or replacing my alarm system, we were broken into once.
Right.
That's when we did not have an alarm at that time.
Right.
We got the alarm because of that so we could have peace of mind. And since then, the only time the alarm's gone off is if dummies forget to turn it off and just walk into the house or the wind blows the door, the window so much that it somehow activates the alarm. That's it.
Did it go off on Tuesday?
Or
you disabled it?
We went, you know what? Maybe this is a night we don't set the alarm.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
hear that, thieves? If you want to break into the Pardo household,
go back in
wait for the wind.
Wait for the wind.
For the wind.
But that said, the new system gets in on Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
We got the new system coming in. I know everybody recommended SimpliSafe to me, and which I thought was a great deal. But my alarm company met me halfway.
Oh, okay.
They're expensive.
Yeah.
And but they're local, and I like a ma and pa, and. But I mean, truthfully, if I was starting from scratch, I would have done SimpliSafe and not thought about it for 1 second further.
Yeah,
because I did the research and it's all great. Mm-hmm. But I already have this company, and they gave me a quote, and I said, "You know, I'm going to say no to that and go to SimpliSafe, right?" And they're like, "You've been a customer for a long time, blah 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 blah." And then they said this, and I went, "How about this?" And they said yes, and I did not expect them to say yes.
Yeah, okay,
I thought they would go. Mr. Pardo, be reasonable. This is what I thought they would say,
right.
Because that's what they should have said. But, you know, they make their money on the monitoring.
Yeah.
I will tell you this. Here's what I did. I looked up, you know, they give you an itemized thing of what they're doing, and I looked up what that would cost me if I bought all of those things, and I basically went back to them with what it would cost me to get all those, plus installation, because somebody's doing it.
Yeah.
And then I said, how about this? And they must have went, oh, fuck, he sees right through us. And went, well, if we say no, we're at, you know, so they're making zero profit.
But, and is the monitoring price going up, or it's just the same as
it's even? The same.
Oh, that's,
and it's
that's
it's more than SimpliSafe, but again, it's, I don't know why this is important. It's three people 4 miles away from me in a room monitoring it.
Right, right.
As opposed to SimpliSafe, which is, you know, a big warehouse of people monitoring it. I know it's the same thing, but in my head.
No, I know what you mean. Like, SimpliSafe is a big operation, and it's, you know.
But I'm told they don't miss a thing. Like, my friend Dan has it.
They don't miss a trick.
They don't. These guys. Anyway, new system coming in. So great. If you want to rob me, last Tuesday was your shot. Also, remember, as a reminder, this episode that comes out Sunday night. Sunday night, I'm at the Improv doing Murray's For What It's Worth music game show. That's where I'm going to be if you want to murder me.
Okay.
Oh, good.
So,
well, what time does that start? Because this will drop at 8 o'clock. I don't know if they're going to have time to get over there.
I think it's 7
p. Mm.
7 p. I forgot to mention on the last show.
Oh no!
I don't think we've plugged it on this program, and I feel badly about that.
I feel like you mentioned it, but we did not put it in the plugs for sure.
I don't think I did.
Uh-oh.
It's me and Blaine and Helen Hong are the three contestants.
Oh, nice.
And this is no disrespect. What I'm about to say is no disrespect to Helen, but when you're going up in a joke competition, Blaine Kapach is not the guy you want to be going up against.
That's rough.
He will write 9 jokes sitting there while I'm reading the 4 Oliver wrote me.
Yeah,
he's a machine. Mm-hmm. And he's brilliant.
My Gene.
You know, you can't do what I do with the crowd, but you know, you'll get me. He probably could. Talented guy. Why not? Wish him a lot of luck. Anyway, our hearts are out for the fire people and the firemen and women.
Yeah.
And did you see this? I saw this on Fox News that Jesse Waters pointed out. They got a lady in charge of the Los Angeles Fire Department.
What?
They got a lady.
Well, what are we going to do about that, Jimmy?
Look at that. There's who's in charge. That's what he said. Look, that's who's in charge.
Oh, my Lord. What? Does he really believe that stuff?
I don't think so. No. Or he does, because his mom's embarrassed of him.
That's fair.
But nobody could possibly be that.
In 2025, ridiculous. You've got to be a complete dickhead to think a woman could not be. Like. But he that's the whole premise is it's poorly run because it's a woman in charge. Right. And that's his segment.
That's what caused the fires, right?
I would imagine it was.
The fires heard that a woman was in charge. Like, hit him!
Hit him. Get him. What do you got, Karen?
Nothing.
Look like you're about to say something. All right,
I'm trying to find your show info.
Let me shift gears here a little bit. Also, with sad news, fan of the show, Jason Baldwin, passed away. Tuesday night or Wednesday morning. Remember, you've met Jason.
Yeah.
Jason used to would come to all of my shows within a 8-mile driving range of Bloomington, Indiana. Mm-hmm. Jason would come to all the Never Not Funny shows, and more importantly, because I don't have you three involved, he would come to my stand-up shows. he was a good guy and a big supporter of this show, I want to say from day one. Mm-hmm. And I know that the Never Not Funny community, a bunch of people reached out to me from the message boards and stuff like that they saw that happened and they wanted to alert us to it. And that is certainly... It bummed me out in the middle of this whole fire thing. It really bummed me out.
That's awful to hear.
And look, at the end of the day, I don't really know him.
Right.
You know, I know him from, he was always a respectful, you know, there are fans that stick around a little too long.
You mean at a meet and greet?
At a meet and greet where they you know, and by the way, I'm not saying that, please, say hello, talk, you know, that's what they're for. Mm-hmm. But there are some people that will... then linger around and then stop me on my way out to go to the hotel. Mm-hmm. Jason would not do that.
Right.
Jason was as big of a fan as he was. He knew where that curtain opened and closed. I wanted to get that. And then completely shifting gears. I forgot to mention this on the last episode. During our vacation, I had to come here to look for some. Stuff that's for the sidewalk sale. Mm-hmm. And in doing so, I found boxes and boxes of more things. things that were initially put on the sidewalk sale saying very, very limited quantities. It turns out there's a little bit more than we thought.
Not as limited as we expected.
So there's currently a sale going on. If you use the code NYE, and I believe you get 20, is it 20% off or 25% off? I forget what the deal is. At the moment. And that was supposed to end
the 12th.
I would have pushed that to the 16th.
Okay.
Because I didn't get a chance to promote that last time. And we do have there's more.
Yeah.
And I want people that didn't know about this sale.
What kind of things can they expect to see there?
Well, there's keychains are back.
Okay.
There are coasters. Really great coasters. Yeah. And those, I will say this, legit limited quantity.
And like you might have gotten a different coaster if you were in early on whatever year that perk was. And then the place we got the original coasters couldn't make more of what we had. So we switched to a different one, which I like a lot. Like this is a circular, smooth kind of ceramic thing with a cork bottom. And it's got the original platinum logo on it. And real nice coaster.
Yeah, it's a great
coaster. So if you have the other one and you were like, oh, you know, I wouldn't mind getting one of these too, or maybe a pair.
And you can buy, I'll tell you this, you can buy one for 10, two for 15, four for 25.
Love
nice.
It.
I'll say this, if two to three people buy the four for 25, they're gone.
Oh.
There's not a lot left.
Okay.
There's not a lot left. And then, let's see, what else is there? There's a few more Stallone in the bottles. Even though we did a 45-minute bit the other day about the Stallone bottle, that did not move that product as much as I hoped it would.
Yeah, but you're being that guy.
So this dust is going to bother me. And then Elliot's got his Ilios game on there. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I've got what I'm calling a previous tour poster package. You get a, you get five signed posters for $15.
Wow.
Which is a steal.
Nice.
And there's that's limited too, because there's not a lot of certain years left. So if you order it and you don't get a certain year, that's because they ran out.
Mm-hmm.
But go on the site. There's good stuff. Air fresheners.
Mm-hmm.
I found some air fresheners.
Yeah.
As I was searching, you also, by the way, you get a free, while supplies last, you get a free PCAT 19 challenge coin.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to your 25% off. And what else am I missing, Garen, over there on the Big Cartel site?
Did you get the jar openers?
Jar openers.
Oh, right.
Yeah, go on there. Those are $2.
We've talked so much shit about those jar openers over the years, and now it's coming back to bite us in the ass. Yeah. Because no one's going to, having heard what you've said about them, and me too, but mostly you talking shit on these things that are perfectly functional. They're just not as big as we expected them to be, and that was disappointing to us.
Yeah, they're perfect to open up ketchup, not so great with pickles. Right? It's the shape of a hand.
It's the shape of a five-year-old yeah, hand instead of an adult hand.
Yeah, and I believe that I think there was some false advertising on that.
I agree.
I think
but isn't it just fun to have one just to look at? I mean, they're pretty affordable.
Yeah, put a fucking thumbtack in it and put up on the corkboard.
Not to interrupt this plug rant, but something occurred to me as you were talking about these items, and I have to ask Elliot this question.
Hmm.
Have you and Irma played Ilios together?
Yes, we have.
You have?
Yeah.
How'd she like it?
She liked it all right.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I think that's a review across the board, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's a kind of game where I think you play it five or six times and then you got it.
You got it.
And then
you got it in the, yeah, I got it.
You don't need to play anymore.
I mean, a little bit, but then, you know, later on you can play it again. It's very much like, if you've ever played Othello, yeah, it's very much like that kind of game.
Yeah.
So, you know, but what's nice is if you have like more than two people, it kind of changes the dynamics and stuff, which the games like that can't do.
I do like on the side of the box, you say ages 13 and up and not Jimmy Pardo. I do appreciate that you knew that this game was not for me. Although, I will say this, Oliver likes it. Oliver played it. Oliver and Danielle played it. They both liked it.
Nice.
And Oliver is a big board game guy. So for him to say he likes it, because there's some that he goes, it's a little snoozy.
Yeah.
But he liked it.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Gary. What else we got?
Chip clips.
Very limited quantity of the original bag of corn chip
holy
clips.
Yeah.
Magnets on those.
Yeah,
magnets on those. Some yellowing on the plastic. That's how old they are.
Yeah. But this is a weird tangent, but in the world of sneakerheads, like people who like collecting sneakers, because the white rubber of a sneaker or silicone, whatever the fuck they use for outsoles, it tends to yellow over time.
Yes.
It's become now, they're now making new shoes with that color to sort of evoke the look of.
Oh, I do not want that.
I know you don't, but if you're a sneakerhead and you want that vibe with your chip clip, then you got it.
In fact, I will say this, to what you said, I did just yesterday as I was looking at shoes at the Macy's, because that's what I do when there's a fire.
Shelter in place or go buy some shoes.
You know what happened? I got a letter that said, you have not used your Macy's card in 17 months. If you go 18 months without using it, we will lower your credit and or cancel your card. And if they do that, that ruins your credit.
Holy shit.
If they close the card.
Yeah.
And so it's like, well, I'm going to go to Macy's and just buy anything,
yeah,
and so that, and then pay it off in a day, you know,
yeah,
when I get home. So, I went there. I went to Macy's the one day a year that they're not having a sale on anything, apparently. and so I was looking at the shoes, and I did find it weird that most of your sneakers are white bottom, and it's like for everyday wear, that's the wrong color for the bottom of a shoe to be. That's
because it's going to get dirty immediately.
Immediately.
And look like shit.
Yeah, so why not make it gray? Like, this is gray.
Yeah.
No problem with that.
Yeah.
But the white is weird. Oh, hey, white is right. Let's agree on that. Garen, what else you got? Chip clip was last.
We got the hats.
The hats. By the way, plenty of Hamilton hats left. Plenty of the gray hat left.
The current.
That said, the hats sold like crazy.
The current logo hat is like, yeah.
Yeah. And both of those. I mean, the great hats.
Yeah.
Great hats.
Same hat model.
I cannot say this enough. The jar opener sucks. The hat's great.
Jimmy, don't you want to move?
But get
the hat's
one.
Great. But get one.
You don't want to not have it.
Be a completist, Garen.
100%.
Thank you. What else you got, Garen?
Cast Poker Chip Set.
Cast Poker Chip Set, which is great.
Trading cards?
Trading cards, which we have. We got a nice supply of those.
People who we thought people were going to go fucking apeshit for those cards. And there are certain people who did.
And then there are others.
And then there's other people who are just like, I'm not 12 years old.
Somebody emailed and said, why do I want this? Somebody took the time to write that.
Wow.
You knew it was coming. And that's, you still, when it arrived, you were mad at us that we sent it to you.
I'm hurt by that.
Yeah, I am too.
I was very excited when I saw how it all turned out.
First of all, they look great. Yeah. Right. The package is great. The cards are great. Mm-hmm. The concept is great. Mm-hmm. Apparently, to four of us.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. I still think it's cool.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
People come to our shows and ask us to sign them, and so obviously they care. Yeah. They like it.
You know, and I think knowing that in advance, it was great that I picked a dark black and white photo so that no marker looks good on it.
Go, maybe a light. No, not because that's going to go into this part of it.
Yeah, none of it.
Whoops.
I've tried every color, and I feel the second that I'm signing it for the person, I'm like, nope.
Sorry. Not even like the coppery pens?
No, none of it works. It's awful.
Wow.
Yeah, it's all, for some reason.
And you know what's funny is that we did kind of go out of our way a little bit to like decide, should it be glossy or should it be matte? Because
for signing, yeah.
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 Oops. Even the back is not helping you?
They don't want the back.
They want the front.
They want the front. They want to put it in a frame because people love us.
Yeah.
Except for that one guy who doesn't know why we sent it to him. Why was my mailbox dirtied with this?
It's so small.
It's nothing, sir. Throw it the fuck away.
Yeah.
I'm fine with you doing that.
Sure.
Sure, it'll hurt my feelings.
Card shop, see what they give you for it.
There you go.
Oh my God, could you imagine?
What the fuck is this, dude?
I almost want somebody to do that to see what they say. Because it can't be one of us, because they're going to look and go, wait a minute. Maybe I'll have Oliver do it one day. Because there's a card shop not far from us. And like, Oliver, go in there and just ask them what they'll give us for this. And they'll just look at them. I almost want him to have those glasses that
the red bands,
and he records them.
Yeah.
He records what happens.
The obvious reaction will be, what is this? Who is this?
Who is this?
And what is this?
And thank God you didn't put it in my mailbox, because I'd be angry if you had.
Hey, look, another option if you have that, put it in your fireproof safe. Because
yeah.
There you go. Very valuable.
Eventually.
Gotta keep
thinking. Eventually it's going to be worth something.
Priceless.
We're pioneers in the game.
That's true.
Yeah. All right. So the trading cards.
The enamel pins from Septoberfest.
Yeah, the Septoberfest enamel pin set.
Mm-hmm.
You get the
pair of pins.
You get the ghost and the Halloween colors.
The NNF 2021 calendar.
There's one left of that. There's exactly at this as this recording. There's one left of that, and as I even say in the description, yes, it's out of date. Pun intended.
Mm-hmm.
There's no pun. I'm being factually accurate. The images are great.
Yeah.
Who did those for us?
It wasn't Skelding, was it?
No, that was Viney. What? Not Viney. It was Never Not Editing.
Never Not Shopped?
Never Not Shopped.
Oh, yeah.
Whose name escapes me? Sean, Patrick, some other Irish name.
Flannery.
Yeah, what? O'Hulahan. What's his name? Drunk. What is his name?
I don't know.
Oh, man. He's a good guy.
But I will say, it may be out of date, but it will be usable again, I think, in 2028.
Or is that correct?
Is that the same turnaround?
27? It's either 27 or 29 because of the leap year. Are there two leap years involved? When is that going to line up again?
That's the Never Not
Shop. Elliot, I look to you for these stupid questions.
This I don't know. Never Not Shop, he's not the pot guy, is he? No.
No. Huh? No, that's our boy Kennedy Todd.
No. There's another guy.
That's Jeff.
There's another guy. Garen, who's the guy who does the streams? Because he probably follows you still.
You think of Garen?
Who does the streams?
Yeah, who does Twitch. He's who follows us.
Mike Schmidt?
I know Kenny Rogers.
One of our fans who...
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've streamed Twitch, so I don't recall.
It's been about 20 minutes since I brought this up. Is it Billy Crystal?
A 2021 calendar can be reused in 2027, 2038... 2049.
Look at this. This thing, it's a gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah,
you only got
forever.
2 years. You got 2 years until you can use it.
Yeah.
Right? And in the meantime, good looking art.
Yeah.
It's a good looking calendar.
Let's put some away and then put them back on sale in late 2026.
I can't be more clear. There's one left.
Oh, I'll put it away.
There's one left that apparently that I don't even want.
Yeah.
You know why? I've already got one.
Ah.
Ready for 2027.
There you go.
Where I will be. Get ready for this. 61 years old.
That is breathtaking.
As I was at my GP yesterday, on paper, that seems insane, But in hanging out with me, you would never guess 61.
Right.
Like, you'd go, yeah, you're a 45-year-old dude.
If I saw your medical records, I would be like, absolutely.
This guy's he's seen him more than anybody else.
80 to 85 years old.
You know what's weird, though? When you do that whole thing, that there's something that you do where it like gives you your biological age or whatever.
Yeah.
I come in at 52.
Yeah.
Which I'm as shocked as you are.
How do I do that? I have that at, like, you go into a GNC and they do it for you.
I don't even know if it's that high tech. I think you just walk past a stranger and go, "How old do I look to you?"
It's like the health equivalent of like those shoe stores that have the foot scanner.
Yes, it's that.
Which I love.
I do. I like that.
Did it the other day.
You buy more shoes?
No. I just was. Charlie and I were in a Puma store, and I was like, hey, they got one of these things. Let me check it out. And sure enough, I am a size 10, just like I thought I was for the last 40 years.
The scanner didn't change anything?
No. Right. And Charlie's a 5.5, holding strong.
5.5, I don't know children's size. Is that 5.5 child or 5.5 men?
That's when it gets into that weird gray area where, like, some men's shoes start at 4.5 or something, so yeah. He could wear a men's 5.5.
But then doesn't it jump up to a 1 or something, like, after?
No, there's just, like, a weird break, in like, depending on the manufacturer, where it's, like, they call these grade school, and grade school goes up to 6, I think, sometimes, okay. Or maybe sometimes it goes to 4 or 5, I don't know. But,
I buy 42, 43 because I buy the European.
Of course, yeah. Obviously.
I buy Echo.
Unlimited?
I don't know what that is.
Is an Echo Unlimited? That's a different
brand. That's a different brand. Yeah.
Echo, you're talking about the Italian Echo.
The shoe store.
Yeah.
The shoe company. Gary, go ahead.
Yeah.
That's it?
That's it.
That's it. Everything else is sold out?
Wait, everything else
No, you're wrong.
Hold on.
There's the Jimmy Pardo previous tour package.
Oh, I thought you mentioned those.
I mentioned the poster. I didn't mention the pins.
Yes, the past tour collectible pack.
Yeah, yeah. You get this you get a magnet, a sticker, a couple of pins.
Yeah, and then the movie pass card.
Movie pass card, which we got plenty of.
And the sticker pack.
The sticker pack.
I think that's it.
You know what? If you need a little souvenir, you don't know what to get. It's $3. You get 25%. That movie pass card's $2 or something. You know, you know what else is going to be up there? By the time they hear this, the plate, commemorative plate.
Oh yeah,
and that is, and I cannot underline this enough, very limited quantity, very limited. That's sincere. That is, we have enough jar openers to, I'm going to say, put out a fire. We got to drop those from a plane.
Should we donate them?
Yeah, we probably should.
Also, your signed Topps baseball card. Did you say that?
I did not say that. I did move that over there. My big cartel site was getting no traction during this, and so I was like, you know what, I'm gonna move this stuff over there and have the eyes hit everything in one spot.
Good idea.
And it was smart. Is it smart to have a monthly payment to Big Cartel at the other site? Probably not. probably could just get rid of that one, right?
You want to talk about something else?
No. I don't. Last piece of business we got to get to.
Yeah.
I promised the listener that I would announce this on this particular episode. It is time to announce the people whose name were selected in the lottery to join the Never Not Funny Fantasy Baseball League.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. You ready?
Yep. Get your pencils out.
Here we go. There was get ready, people that submitted their name. There's some people are going to be very disappointed. I know some people that. Some people that have been in the past that did not make the cut. Others did. And there were a number of spots here that there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 spots available.
Okay.
Here we go. So you got me. You got Steve Johnson, who runs it. You got Paulo Bedencio, who is one. If you win, you're in.
Yeah, right.
If you win, you're in for life, if you want to be.
For life?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Kevin Belenkoff, who's won. Now, they both have won twice. And there's a rule that when you win after the second time, you got to buy pizza for everybody at the draft the next year.
If you win 3 times, you should be out.
You think so?
That reverses the rule. You're in for life. Unless you win 3, then you're out for life.
I will say this. Paulo Bonaggio is the best fantasy baseball player I've ever encountered. I would not mind him leaving for that reason. That said, I like that he's in because he's a good player.
Yeah, I just think it should be like European soccer, where like you win and then you get promoted to a higher league, and you don't like these guys are too good for this league.
I don't know if Belenkoff is. all right, here we go. So name number one, Mike Dixon. Okay. Mike Dixon. I believe out of Canada. Number seven.
Is he related to Bruce Dickinson?
No, different name. Okay. Different name altogether. So,
you're sure he's not?
I can't be for sure. No. No. Scream for me, Toronto! That's my Bruce Dickinson. Number six, Tony Haggerty. Tony Haggerty, who I believe is a photographer, who may or may not have been at Parkcastathon and was told to turn his camera off.
Oh.
I believe that that was him.
Is he related to Julie Haggerty?
Yeah.
Who just showed up on a New Girl episode I was watching last night.
You heard about her fire at her house, right?
Oh.
I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's that's accurate. Red Watson. Wow. Red Watson.
Love it. You got to have a guy named Red in any league.
I kind of was like, when I saw, you know, people send in, they'll send anywhere between, I want in, is the email, or they send a nice message. And Red sent a very nice message that he and his wife both love. They both love the show, and they love our take on, they love that we talk politics when we do. They love that they too are blue in a sea of red, and they appreciate that they have these friends that they can count on to, you know, blah, blah, blah. So, and then when he signed it, Red Watson, I'm like, boy, do I hope Red's name gets picked, because I want to go, I just want Oliver at the draft to go, Red, you're up.
Yeah.
You know, every 12 people.
Red Watson.
Ben Weirs. Now, here's our first triple name. You ready?
Yep.
Jake Stern Powell.
Wow.
Tim Alexander. Now, this is interesting for this slot. Last year, a woman named Amanda Henchcliffe was in the league.
Yep.
First woman to join the league. And her husband, Chris, was with her. They both have memberships / subscriptions to Never Not Funny.
Okay.
As I said, as a bad businessman, what are you doing?
Well, they get the double the perks. If they both want a hat, then they both get a hat.
You're right. They do. So both Amanda and Chris put their names in.
Okay.
And meaning if both got chosen, they'd be going head to head, husband against wife.
That'd be crazy if they both got chosen.
Didn't happen.
Okay, good.
Amanda got chosen.
All right. So they can share that. If they don't want to share a subscription, they can at least share this team.
Share a team, which they did last year, I believe, all the way to seventh place. I believe they finished under me, and that is not something to brag about. And then the last spot, before I get to the alternates, this gentleman has made it, I think, every year since we've done it. And I believe because of him, we have to change a rule about trading because he's nuts. And that's David Goddard. Yeah. David Goddard is a good guy. Goddard's a good guy. He bought the yellow chair at the end of Parkcastathon.
Right. Yeah.
We signed that, and then he helped him put it in his car, and I thought, great, who else wants one? So we can get rid of all three of these. And David drove away with his one chair, and we put the other two in your truck.
Yep.
Van, whatever you call the thing, SUV. What did we put it in?
Yeah, in the back of Elise's SUV.
Thank you. I couldn't think of the word. So that's all 12. Once again, Jimmy Pardo, Stephen Johnson, Paul Abidencio, Kevin Bellegolf, Mike Dixon, David Goddard, Tony Haggerty, Red Watson,
Wait,
Ben Weirs.
Wait, did you
Weirs.
Say Mike Ditka? Sorry.
Dude, I'm in the middle of a fucking run here.
I know what I did.
You admit?
Yeah.
Okay.
You admit?
It's me. I got to start over again.
Sorry.
Me, Stephen Johnson, Paul Abidencio, Kevin Bellegolf, Mike Dixon. God, no, see what the fuck now? Yeah, we got the coach, Mike Ditka. Mike Dixon from Toronto, I think. I don't know. David Goddard, Tony Haggerty, Red Watson, Ben Weirs, Jake Stern Powell, Tim Alexander, Amanda Henchcliffe. Now, here are your alts. Sean Leichtel, L-E-I-C-H-T-L-E or T-E? I can't read my own writing.
I would venture that's Leichtel.
L-I-E-C-H-T? I don't think there's an L. It could be Licht.
Licht?
Oh, Licht.
This guy knows who, he is.
Like Lichtenstein, but without the Einstein.
Yeah, it's an S-E-A-N, so he's a drunk. and then Dwayne Border, who was in the league last year. And then a gentleman who's been in the league a number of times, Jeremy Herbel. There's your three alternates, and I want to thank everybody. We had more entries this year than ever, and we had so many. I'm going to be completely honest, and this is not an insult to David Goddard, because I think David Goddard is also a very good fantasy baseball player, and I'm glad he's in the league. But we had so many that when a name that had already participated came up, I was like, oh, man, because I wanted, you know, I was so excited about these new people getting in. But I'm also excited about these old people being back, too, because they get it.
This is a, you could throw this idea away if you want, but couldn't the people who didn't make it form their own separate league if you just gave the names to
them? I believe
somebody?
They do.
Oh, okay.
I believe they already do one through
great.
The,
fantastic.
Yeah. But they want to be in a room with their hero. And,
I get it.
And his father. So there you go. There you have it. That's that covered all the business that we had to cover.
Nice.
And so, yeah, it's a, I like putting that, I like putting the doing that little lottery. I like, I give everybody a number. I go to the Partomizer.
Yep.
And I have Oliver stand by as a witness because I don't want any shenanigans.
Sure.
Had to do that. Had to do that for the Fantasy Golf League as well. Oliver had to stand by because we had to, I had to set the draft order because our draft is coming up later in this month. And I got the prime nine spot.
Sucks.
Man, nine sucks. At least 12, you get the wraparound.
You get two in a row, yeah.
But nine is, you got to wait eight until it's you. So you know your favorite, you're not getting your favorite player. You just know it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's enough people after you that the wraparound is still a great player, but again, you're not getting your second choice either.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, man, what a bummer.
Got to take your second choice first.
Got to take your second choice first. So you're not getting your third choice is what I mean.
Yeah.
So you're basically getting your second and fourth choice, maybe.
Blows.
Yeah, it's not a great spot. And I wish everybody luck on that draft as well. That's coming up. That's exciting.
I'm sure you're about to throw it to a break, but can we make fun of Elliot for using a handcart to bring in one pallet of
drinks? I already did.
Oh, I missed it.
Yeah. It was,
how did I miss that?
You were talking about... You might have been looking at your phone.
Yeah. Oh, was it before we started?
No.
No.
It was on the show, but you looked at your phone at one point during the show.
It was a quick.
No, yeah, I busted his balls.
Okay, good, good.
Yeah. And then he went, well, you do it. I go, you know what? I would have too.
Yeah. Because I had to bite my tongue. He was walking in when I was walking in, and so I had to hold my response for the show.
Well, you know what? Now that we're getting into it a little deeper, will you, Matt, as a, will you paint a picture as to how far away Elliot parked from the front door?
He's couldn't be more in front of
it's almost
front
like
door.
He backed his trunk up to the door.
It's pretty close.
And it's like, Jimmy, we know you have just a laundry list of ailments, issues with muscles, issues with bones, I assume. You picked that pallet up and carried it to the kitchen, which is roughly the same distance as the door.
Can I say
to
this?
Here.
Didn't bring it to the kitchen, brought it here.
Yeah.
Only to then either me or somebody else had to backtrack it.
He actually asked me, where do you think I should put these? I was like, probably the refrigerator. And he's like, wow, there's too many. And I was like, well, we have a shelf.
I don't know about shelf.
Yeah, we got a shelf that we share apparently now with the paper towels.
Well, maybe we don't use our shelf enough.
I don't know why we became the paper towel shelf.
Because it's empty most of the time. We don't really use it.
You know what's in there? There's also a six-pack of Coke Zero that probably is stale.
Yeah.
It's because, full disclosure, didn't know it was there until I opened it. Because I'm with you.
What do we shelf?
We're not here like other offices where they have soups and stuff on their shelves. We apparently have paper towels and this Coke Zero. And now we have half of a... tray of monster drinks that you were kind enough to get me.
Yes.
As I talked about in the last episode, that's what you were getting me, monster drinks, while you were bothering me during Poseidon Adventure. Again, doing me a favor, yet somehow driving me crazy.
Can I say, by the way, how excited Aaron and I were to go into the place where we went, which is a place called Restaurant Depot.
Yes.
Look, I had to register as a business with the city of Los Angeles. Not happy about it because I don't end up having to pay any taxes because I don't make enough to qualify to have to pay taxes, but I still have to fill that thing out because otherwise they'll charge me $14,000 in taxes.
Yes, I have to do the same thing.
Yeah. And so I did that, and then I was looking. Oh, there's some app which like looks at all of the circulars for the different grocery stores, and we were looking for ground beef, and then ground beef comes up at like $2 a pound. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? And it's Restaurant Depot. This is the place where the restaurants go to get their food and stuff, right?
As seen on Top Chef, I believe.
Well, maybe so.
Yeah.
And so I looked up the rules. I thought, well, you have to be a restaurant, obviously, to go there. It's not exactly that. You just have to have the business license and then say something that sounds like you need it. And I said, well, sometimes we organize parties for our business. So, you know, we have to buy some food sometimes. And I'm like, fine, whatever. And so now I have a membership there. It is a crazy place. Giant things of flour. Like the largest tortillas I've ever seen. And
are you talking about tortillas?
Yes, tortillas.
Thank
correct.
You.
Yes.
And they also have like silverware and plates?
Oh,
and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah. All that kind of
where's
stuff.
Where's it located, please?
This is in it's Culver City-ish. It's on, I should know, Jefferson, I think.
Is
it's not far from you.
Jefferson by me, right?
Yeah.
Where, like in an area that's like there's really nothing.
It's industrially.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
blue sign.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah.
It's really cool. And like, you need a jacket to go into the refrigerator where the meat is. It's that cold in there.
I have a jacket.
Yeah. Well, you have to bring it.
Okay. Thank you.
That sounds like what I used to think Costco, like
Smart and Final.
Smart and Final.
Me too.
And Smart and Final kind of was that.
It used to be more like that. Now it's just a grocery store.
Yeah,
basically.
Pretty much. This place is legit. And not only that, but like, there's no shopping carts. You know how when you go to IKEA and you get that kind of a thing?
Yeah, like the pallet on wheels?
Yeah, it's sort of like that, except like it's narrow and has like these two giant arms and it's got two shelves.
Yeah, love it.
And that's all they have. So you know, we got 40 pounds of chicken.
What?
And 10 pounds of ground beef, because that's mostly what we eat and we have enough space in the freezer. 40 pounds of chicken sounds like a lot more chicken than it is. It's still a lot of chicken, but
yeah. You can go back, dude. You don't have to buy everything at once.
No, but here's the thing, though. If you get boneless, skinless chicken thighs, it's like $6 a pound.
Just that
normally.
Sentence is going to nauseate Jimmy.
Yeah. Sorry. It's like $6 a pound anywhere you go. Here it was under three. And so it's like, and Irma likes to use that for the recipes that she wants to make.
And it's good?
Well, you don't like dark meat.
I don't like dark meat.
Yeah.
But is it good quality meat?
Yes, it is good quality meat.
I mean, yeah. I guess it's for restaurants.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, you go to the restaurant, the chicken's not that great.
Well, I would say this is your good average quality food. In other words, like they don't have a lot of specialty stuff. This is like the more generic kind of things that you would get for a restaurant.
Do they also have stuff like, I know you got me on my monster drink.
Yeah.
Do they also have, not like a smart photo, would they have a power bar section?
Yeah. I'm almost positive they do.
I might have to send you there.
Yeah. It's
Costco does too.
They do, but this is better prices than that.
I have,
and by the way, the meat here is better prices than Costco.
Yeah, I'm not buying meat.
Okay, I'm just saying that. That's the main reason why we went.
I've heard great things about these chicken thighs, but I'm not buying meat. And if I am, I'm buying 41 pounds just to fuck you. just to say that I bought more than you.
All right,
I might do it just to throw it at you.
I don't like
bring
that.
Bring it in here 1 pound at a time. That's 41 throws.
That is 41 throws. I agree with that.
That's how many lashes Jesus got, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm not going to ruin your joke, so yes.
Did he get 40?
It was 39.
39.
Famously in Jesus Christ Superstar,
yes,
is 39.
They stopped it at 39.
Yeah, that was my part that I sang. So,
but I believe it was supposed to be 40, and then Pilate decided to stop at one.
Oh, that part I didn't know.
I believe he gave him mercy.
Nice guy. Oh, interesting. Mercy of one.
It was like, what's the fucking word that a judge would use? A judge, I convict you to. It's not that. I sentence you to 40 lashes. Isn't that right, Garen? Jesus? Christ.
Our Lord and Savior?
It's not directly stated in the Bible how many he got.
Oh.
Paul states he received 39 lashes 5 times.
Oh, dear Lord.
I did not know about those.
That
before.
Is, that is 190... Five?
Well, he says he got it 5 times from the Jews. However, Jesus was scourged by the Romans, not the Jews. So we don't know if that...
Oh, my tummy just made a noise.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Let's just say 39.
Yeah, well, we know it's 39 because of the song.
Yeah, yeah.
But
that's historical.
That's accurate.
Andrew Lloyd Webber is our real source for all religious information.
Got everything right about that Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah, right.
You're right. There's not one inaccuracy there. It's all true.
Mm-hmm.
He is here.
What's that?
Phantom of the Opera is here. That's the song, right?
Phantom of the Opera is here inside your mind. Heard Ben Vereen do a version of that. It was great.
Hmm. That doesn't surprise me.
He also did a great version of Music of the Night. That musical's got 4 great songs and then a lot of garbage.
Sure.
I've never seen it and I've never listened to it. I've avoided it successfully for my entire life.
I believe, if I may, that if it came to the Pantages and you and the family went, that Charlie would enjoy it.
Hmm.
It's a good-looking show.
Yeah.
It's a good-looking show that, again, Act 1 is great, the beginning of Act 2 is great, and then it falls off a fucking cliff, and it just gets boring.
Yeah.
So much so that when they put it up in Vegas, they chopped off about 15 minutes, and they went, Phantom, the way it's meant to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
And people walked out raving about it.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
So whatever edits they made were the right edits.
Interesting. So Phantom of the Opera, Cats, and Titanic, I believe are 3 things. I've never seen them. For the same reason, I'm not entirely sure what it is, but I get the same feeling about them. Like,
you've never seen the movie Titanic?
Correct.
Oh, it's very good.
People say that.
I mean,
I still haven't seen it.
Yeah, I mean,
and that, now it's almost a thing I'm going to do is not see
it. Not see it.
I get it. Yeah, I don't honestly don't think you're missing that much. Yeah. But it
is. Well, you're not missing anything.
It's entertaining.
But it's good.
Yeah, it's an entertaining movie.
Yeah,
I mean, I've seen clips. It's not like I'm unaware of it, but
you know, he stands up on the bow there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stretches
sure.
arm. Yeah,
he's the king of the world. There's some kind of drawing that happens with a naked lady.
Yeah, that's the best part. Winslet, nude. Yeah.
Then there's a door that people are mad about.
Yeah. I sobbed the first time I saw it. I saw it opening day, first showing, 11 o'clock in the morning.
I am interested.
Merrillville, Indiana.
I am interested in going, I'm not a scuba diver of any kind, but I am interested in going to find that necklace that I saw something about.
Oh, go down to the little submarines you can dig.
Yeah, there's a guy running a tour you can go down there.
Sure.
Go with him. He seems to have a good operation.
Yeah. Seems like a good idea.
Hey, speaking of good operations, I was on Blue Sky.
Yeah.
The other day, and I was scrolling through Blue Sky, mm-hmm. and I saw a guy ranting, angrily ranting about the Culver City Chevy dealership. And I mean, just going fucking nuts. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this guy's unhinged. He's fucking nuts. And then I was like, but hey, that's right near my house. Hey, that's where I bought two of my cars. And then I look, Elliot Hochberg.
Yeah. Yep. Is me. You bought two of your cars there?
I bought my...
Your Bolt?
My Bolt and my Volt.
Yeah.
So that's interesting, because when I went there, they were lying fuckwads.
Yeah, that's what you said, yeah.
Oh, he's still mad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, this may be a permanent situation for me.
Boy.
So you were going to buy a new car?
I was going to buy a used car.
But new to you.
New to me, yeah. And you go online and you look at prices.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a price. It was a nice price. I want to take advantage of the federal tax rebate thing that they got going on. But I know that some places, when they show the price, they include the rebate. Other places don't. So I called ahead because I didn't want to go there and find out blah, 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 blah. So I called and I asked a very nice lady, spoke to. She says, no, we that is the price. And we don't.
Let's make up a number. $6,700.
Sure.
I mean, I know it's not that, but yeah. Just for the sake of the conversation. Yeah.
So she said, that's the price, and we haven't included the rebate yet. I'm like, great. Make an appointment. I go there. I make an appointment, and I go there. And when I get there, the first thing is the car smelled like dog, like so much like dog. They said that they'd clean the car, but I looked, and I could tell that they had only like washed the outside, which kind of bummed me out.
What kind of car are we talking? Are you comfortable saying?
It was a Bolt. It was a 2020, I think.
I like the Bolt.
Red. I like it too. We did do a test drive.
Which style was it? The style I had or the newer SUVs? Because they're both great. The SUV one's a little different.
There's the EUV.
It was that one's a little bit more, and it wasn't that one. But it's I think it was just before they changed. They facelifted it.
Okay.
So it's probably
the one I had. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I loved.
Yeah, and it's got a decent amount of space. The seat's comfortable. I'm not so sure about the infotainment on that year of it.
I'll agree with that.
It's the same as mine, and it sucks.
Yeah. The newer one is a little better because it has a... It doesn't matter. Anyway, so we do the drive. We come back in, and I talk to the guy, and so like I'm asking...
Is Irma with you?
Irma's with me. She's making her commentary to let me know. And
I'm surprised we didn't get a text on that.
And so then... You know, I'm seeing all these issues that I'm not sure about. There's a lot of scratching because I think they had dogs in there. So mm-hmm. they maybe let the dog in the front seat and scratched the dash. And I'm like, I don't know. And so maybe the guy thought he wasn't going to get a sale and this is why this happened. But he basically said, so I said, all right, so the price was this. And so if I take this off, I can do that. I just want to confirm all that. And he's like, well, actually, that doesn't include the stuff we've already installed.
Thumbs down, man.
Thumbs fucking down.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, what do you mean? I talked to somebody. Well, that if you look, then he started talking about disclosures on the website. And I was like, dude, I've bought cars before. I don't have to buy a car today. What are you doing? And he's like, well, I don't have to sell you a car today. I got other people who buy cars.
Great. Good luck to you.
Yeah. And so then, but he still was playing like he was going to talk to me so that we go inside the dealership. He says, just have a seat and I'm going to ask about whatever question you had. We're there sitting there for 15 minutes.
Fuck off.
And I'm like, I'm just, yeah, fuck this.
I hate that noise. I hate that they hold bullshit. You hostage bullshit. It's so 1975.
And it's childish.
And it's childish. Yeah. And they just wear you down. So you go, fine, I'll just do it. And it's not,
here's the thing. I have made it very clear that that's not going to happen.
Right.
So just say we're going to charge you $6,000 more than we said online. Do you want it or not?
It was $6,000 more?
I mean, So I don't know, but another place I went to was playing the same game, and when you looked, they had like $5,000 worth of options they'd installed, like a low jack and some kind of course, the undercoating that they claim is this thing.
Which you never need here because there's no salt or snow on the ground.
Correct. Right. And then, and also like some kind of exterior thing that's like $3,000 to the paint job. And it's like, just put that on the price.
Right.
And when I was at the other place, they said, well, we don't have to do that. I'm like, so then it isn't installed?
Like, have you not done it yet? Because then I will buy it without you doing that. Right. I won't pay you for it.
I will be more than happy. And but this place, they weren't even, at least the other place I went to, they were kind of being sort of honest about the fact that, well, we don't have to do that. This place, he may have decided that we weren't going to buy it. And so therefore, whatever. So then as I was leaving the car, having looked at it, another couple was coming up to look at the car, and so I said, make sure you smell it.
Honk, 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 honk.
the lady was like, what do you mean? It's like, smells like dog.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
so
crazy.
But they may have bought it. They may not have cared about dog smell.
Well, they might not. But yeah. You do, and I would too. I would have gotten in and went, no.
It's a deal breaker.
Yeah, we're done. Show me something else. Mm-hmm. I will say this.
Yeah.
They may have new ownership, because I do remember when I was there last, I did say, I look forward to never buying a car here again.
Okay.
Because I did not like some tactic that they were.
Yeah.
It wasn't exactly that, but there was some other thing like.
Like old school stuff.
I think you always got to be in the position of you, like where you're at. You don't need to buy the car.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always in a position of my lease is ending and I need to get a car.
Sure.
And so I always put myself behind the eight ball, or when they bought my Bolt back and it's like, you have 19 days to return this car. I had to buy a car in 19 days and I got fucked on my Hyundai Kona. They fucked me, but I didn't have a choice because it was in the middle of the pandemic and there were four cars in all of Los Angeles. And so, when they've got that power, they can wear you down.
Yeah.
And so it's always best in where you're at, where you go, no, I'm walking away.
Yeah, this isn't going
to
work.
Go to CarMax. Go to Carvana. I'm sure you've looked.
Yeah, I've looked.
There's that huge CarMax over by LAX.
Yeah, they didn't have any Bolts.
Oh, I see.
So I couldn't do that. And like there's some high mileage Teslas that are potentially available, but I don't want one.
You don't
want to
do that?
It has nothing to do with what's his butt. It's that.
It should have a little something to do with
that. Well, but he's not going to get the money. It's more.
He's already gotten all our money.
So exactly.
It doesn't really matter.
It's more like I'm not worried about the battery or the powertrain on those vehicles, generally speaking. But when you read about the other things, the way those cars are made, it's kind of like a cell phone. And so it's really hard to take it apart and change a thing.
I see.
And they don't want third parties to repair it. Otherwise, they won't let you use the supercharger anymore.
Mm.
So, you know, that's why I'm not going for that. But the Bolt is the right. It crosses all the right things for me.
It's a nice car.
Yeah. Nice car. It's got the right amount of range because it basically double what I have now, a little bit more.
If you want to spend the money, you should get the Ford Mustang's beautiful.
The Mach-E?
Yeah.
It is beautiful.
Sounds
but
like
I don't,
he doesn't want to spend the money.
No, I don't want to spend the money.
He just walked on a guy who didn't want foot paint on his car.
It's just dog smell. That played heavily into this.
Yeah.
And if I may, the Hyundai Ioniq 6 is phenomenal.
I sat in one of those. It is very comfortable. I get what you're saying there. It's super comfy.
Cured my back, some of my back issues.
That's pretty awesome.
It certainly cured my iliopsoas muscle issue. I mean, so.
Wait, did my game cause you a muscle problem?
Yeah, I was going to say, did it cure your iliopsoas?
What is it? What is the
No, word? It is.
No, it's right. Iliopsoas, right?
It just sounded like you were saying ilios.
Yeah. But cured my problem. I'm not playing that game.
Yeah. that actually, I had a headache for 3 years, and then I stopped playing that game, and I was like.
Well, I don't recommend that you play it for 3 years straight.
Well, and it wasn't straight.
I hear six times in your rounds. All right, let's take a break.
Yeah.
Before we do that, I do want to say the one other thing I meant to say.
Holy shit, you got more?
I owe everybody the personal phone call.
Oh.
The Zoom call. If you are at those levels. I've not done that for season 35 yet.
Mm, okay.
And that needs to happen. And I'm telling everybody now to get. I'll be sending out the email, but get your get in gear, dickheads.
Get your shit.
It's going to happen next Saturday, the 18th. That's when it's going to happen.
All right.
Next Saturday, the 18th. You'll get the email. You'll go to the website where you can schedule your time, and let's schedule it. I don't want any of this bullshit. I'm not available that day. Can we do it in March? No. I'm meeting you halfway. This is the day we're doing it.
Use it or lose it.
That's right. Use it or lose it.
There you go.
The 18th. All right. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll go around the horn. We've already kind of gone around the horn. But we'll get everybody's, we're matching Garen.
Yeah.
Drama movies that begin with the letter S. Luckily, there's only 4,000 of them.
This is going
to
be tough.
Oh, I want to point out, by the way, that we, our guest had to cancel last minute because of the fires.
Yeah.
So that is why we are a gang episode today. We, our guest, sent me a text message last night saying that he has to stay there with his family. They are they've got the go bag at the door. They are just awaiting word that they may have to evacuate, and he does not want to be away if that call came in while he was there.
Understandably.
100%. No problemo at all. So when we come back, we're going to do all that right after this. We're going to do what? Talk about him again? No. We're going to go do the letter.
Hey, gang. Matt here with some dates for you. Speaking of gangs, the gang of Never Not Funny, we are on Blue Sky now. You should follow us there because we're going to start moving stuff that away and away from, you know, the other stuff. So follow us there. And you should be on there anyway because it's better than those other things, at least for the moment. Check that out. Also, check out our sidewalk sale. You can get to it by going to nevernotfunny.com and clicking that. Jimmy mentioned earlier that there's a lot of new stuff up there that we unearthed from... you don't even know where it was, but we missed it the first time, and then we realized, oh, there's all these other boxes too. So check that out. And and then finally, Jimmy is going to be at Flappers in the Yoohoo Room on the 25th of January. It's the last show he's doing in LA, maybe the last show he's doing anywhere until maybe about April. So get in on that. He's going to have some hot thoughts about our new president, who will be 5 days into his second term, so that'll be fun. Enjoy.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the program 35S of the Oral Winnie Podcast, Never Not Funny. The break, I discussed that I'm starving. Probably should have went in the break to get a little snicky snack. Garen, do we have anything in cubby over there?
We have Jingle Jangle.
Oh, yeah, give me some Jingle Jangle. I need to have something. And I probably should have done that before I got back on the microphone. I had to, here's the deal. I had a doctor's appointment in Van Nuys this morning at 8:40, which meant I had to get up at 7, or be up at 7, and be ready to go at 7:40 so I can get there on time. And at 7:35, I received a phone call I knew was coming.
Yep.
Hey, the doctor can't make it in today, so he's doing all of his by telehealth. Mm-hmm. Are you okay doing that, or do you want to reschedule? All in on telehealth.
Yeah.
Not for all doctors, for this one.
Okay.
Because it is literally me going in and saying, hey, my back hurts. It's time to get the... put the order in so insurance can approve
epidural.
The epidural. Mm. And it's just that. I mean, I literally drive there, and it's a 3-minute appointment.
That's stupid.
So thank you, Garen. I didn't know we had to open up a whole new one. Now I feel like an asshole. Well, there's
two sealed ones. Yeah.
I'll take this one then.
I guess we never opened either.
And thank you to the gentleman that sent these.
Yeah.
So they said...
Well, I was one of them. So you're welcome.
Thank you, Matt. So I'm ready to go. And she said... and Jimmy, because it's telehealth, your appointment's at 8:40, but hop on now because he's zipping through the calls.
Okay.
He wants to get it done. And so I'm like, oh, yeah. I said, you know what? I was expecting this call. Fantastic. I'll log on. So I get on by 7:43, I'm on. 8:03, 8:13. Like, what the fuck? Did I do something? Like, I stare at the screen going, am I doing something wrong?
Right.
Does he not know I'm here?
Yeah.
And so I literally am about to call, and she calls and says, Jimmy, he can't connect to the internet, so he's going to be calling you. So then what ends up being 8:40, my time, he calls me, and it was, Saturday. And I go, how you doing? He goes, not good. It's not good. I'm like, oh, man, I'm so sorry you have to make these calls then.
Jesus.
And I'm like, well, luckily, you know my drill. This will take you 10 seconds. He goes, what are we doing? L3, L4, L5? I said, yeah. He goes, when's the last time? He goes, oh, man. He goes, you are like clockwork. He goes, yeah, okay. We're at the 13-week mark. Let's get it done. Annette will call you when you're ready. I said, all right, well, good luck with everything. We've been through bad stuff before. We'll get through this one, too. See you next time. And it was like literally a 3-minute phone call with a guy who should not have been making these phone calls today.
Yeah.
The only reason I didn't feel guilty was she said, he's got a couple of calls before you.
Yeah.
And it may be like, okay, so I'm not the only asshole making this guy work today.
Right.
I should have said, like, I didn't understand what she said. Do you want to reschedule? I thought, well, he's at home.
Well, you would think you would want the distraction, honestly, to like have something to do other than just sit around thinking about maybe how his house is burning.
I don't know where he's at.
Right. Yeah.
So at any rate, I'm grateful to get it in because now the insurance can start their thing, which the insurance is so bizarre when they approve this epidural. Sometimes she calls me literally 10 minutes after I hang up the I'll be driving from, I always do it before I come here. I'll be driving from the office to here and she'll go, Jimmy, it's Annette. Insurance has approved it. Let's get you scheduled. And then other times, 3 weeks later, I'll go, Annette, we got any update on this? So I need to get it.
Yeah.
I need to get it done. And anyway, I've been up early is my point, and so I'm starving because I had breakfast at 7.
Let's get some jingle jangle in you. You all right there?
Can't get it.
I think Garen did a poor job.
You know what? Because he didn't.
Oh, God.
You did not open it at all, Garen. Come on, Garen.
I got a whole snake worth of plastic over here.
Still not open.
You peeled half of it off, but not the part that
was holding.
Why
won't this open?
You got it. You got it.
No, I don't. It's still kind of, it's weird. It's still oddly sealed.
I think just keep working around the other way. The other way.
It's got a weird, I got to find the one spot that doesn't have that plastic covering it.
I can only apologize for my lack of peeling.
There we go. Milk chocolate pretzel.
Nice. I feel like we should vamp or whatever. That really just one pretzel is all you needed?
That'll do it.
Holy shit.
Thank you, Garen.
Crazy. Yes.
Cut to. I'm going to go back to that in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
I just don't want to be chewing on the air. I should have had that in the break.
Understandable.
Should I wear this as a beret? Yeah. Or like, who's the actor that we both saw with that thing in his hair?
The guy who's the joke.
Colin Farrell.
The guy who, one of the greatest speeches, he thanked the craft service lady.
I love it. Loved it.
Loved it.
That was
He's
so
got
great.
That thing where he pushes his hair back and then still puts the beanie on.
Can I tell you, I'm so pissed. I've said before how I feel like I should have, I'm like, everybody's got celebrity sightings. I feel like I haven't had one in a long time. And I was like, well, surely.
You just had Morrissey.
Okay, but that was, I went out of my way to do it. And other than
basically
that.
Basically stalked him.
Yeah. Like, and that was a big one, but.
Does this sound annoying anybody?
That's fucking horrible. Just stop it.
I'm trying to put it in a knot so I can throw it at Garen, and it's not going to happen. There you go.
I cut to Garen as though it was going to get anywhere.
That's hilarious.
It didn't even go past my arm.
Nope.
No. All right. So what are you mad about?
I'm mad that I flew from LAX to JFK. And then I was in New York City. I went to 3 Broadway shows, hot shows. People, everyone's excited about them. And I didn't see one fucking celebrity that entire trip. I'm so annoyed.
Do you want to play celebrity sighting then?
Yeah. Do you have one?
I can tell you who Oliver saw in New York.
Oh, he had one?
It's on the heels of...
God damn it!
I was going to save it until he was here.
No,
but since you brought up that you were in New York and you saw nobody and you're mad about it, he saw somebody.
Okay. I mean, we don't count. Like, I saw Romeo and Juliet with Rachel Ziegler Kit Connor or whatever.
No, you could see.
I know. I paid to see celebrities. This is what I did, which doesn't count.
No, this is Oliver saw this person out on a sidewalk.
Love it.
On a sidewalk.
Perfect.
Danielle and he and Danielle's friend Leslie were in conversation, and he saw this person.
Okay.
This is a celebrity. This is a working actor sighting.
Okay.
I would say. Who, in certain circles, is considered a celebrity.
Our circles?
People like this person a lot.
Okay.
But you know what? But he's not. There's no way he's a celebrity.
Okay. But we know who it is. If we saw them, we'd be like, oh, that's that person.
Yeah. I will tell you this. I'm going to give you a couple clues. Never been on the show, not for lack of trying, and not turned down rudely. Garen does suck.
Well done.
The timing on that was
that was great.
Okay, so
I would love to have this person on. I've tried. They're truly the true word. A working actor never stops working.
Okay, and this is a man.
It's a gentleman.
Okay. And over 50?
I don't know the answer to that. If not close.
Okay.
Are we surprised that they are in New York?
Working actor.
Like, so, do you think of them as a New York person?
I don't know.
Okay.
So if they're,
I don't know what I think of this person as, to be honest with you.
Now, are they known to do theater?
I don't know this person to be a theater person.
So how about TV?
I know them exclusively from television.
Exclusively from?
I do.
Okay. From comedy? Television comedies?
We mostly know this person from comedy. They have done drama, but it's mostly comedy.
Were they on a very popular, like, family sitcom, perhaps?
No.
But were they on a very popular sitcom that was not a family oriented?
Popular is a
is a cult thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Cult sitcom.
And by the way, I'm going to amend that. One of his biggest roles is on a drama.
Oh.
So.
Network.
But I believe most people in this room know him from comedy.
Okay.
What's your question?
Network.
No
drama.
Way.
Streaming.
That's right.
Think about it.
Oliver just got a Wordle in five.
Okay. Congratulations. Today's was a toughie.
I didn't do today yet because I was too busy on hold with my doctor.
I think I got it in three. Wait, or did I not do it yet? I don't think I did it yet.
Yeah,
I didn't do connections and strands yesterday, and it's one of those things where you wake up the next day and go, fuck.
You can go back, though.
But it breaks your streak.
Yeah.
Quick sidebar. I had a 230-something day streak.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people did. I don't know if anyone here did. On December 30th, I got it in one.
Oh, wow.
Oh, did you really?
It was slate, I think.
And,
yes,
wow.
It is.
And so I think a lot of people use that as a starter. I use a different word every day. So that
I do
was
too.
Just weird timing or weird.
I don't.
And let's admit this. While it's exciting to get it at one, you've done nothing.
It's just luck.
It's just pure luck. Yeah. Getting it in two, you've at least done some work.
Yes.
I use the same word until I get it in one.
Okay.
And then,
but have you looked up if that word has been used yet?
I have not.
Okay.
Right now I'm using because dealt.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm using ass fuck.
I think that's too many letters, or you're spelling it wrong.
I do it like a phone number. ass fuck. I spell it out until it ends.
I see. Yeah. Ass foo.
Yeah, ass foo.
So
one would argue, why using that second S? That's a mistake. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, good point. So anyway, I got it in one and then forgot to do it on the 31st.
Oh, no.
Happy New Year.
Fucking horrible. But then it's because we were traveling all over the place and I just like my schedule, like everything was off. But then I realized, okay, that sucks. But now I can start on January 1st, start a new streak.
Oh, yeah. That's
so
fair.
I'll always know what day of the year it is.
I'm going to say this based on your wife's Facebook posts. Yeah. Your vacations are not vacations. No.
Amen, brother.
I mean, I see what you're doing. Like, I know what it's like when I go to Chicago with Oliver and it's 5 days and there's something happening every day.
Yeah.
And it's but it doesn't seem overwhelming to me. What you do seems like, Jesus Christ, you don't have a day to relax.
Five beds and seven nights, brother. Five beds and seven nights.
I don't like you saying that. I don't like the brother part of it. I don't like your rehearsed slogan. I don't like any of it.
That's the way I've like figured out how to very succinctly tell people how exhausting this trip was.
Well, I'm going to add this to it. As an outsider looking in and as a guy, and we've talked about it before, our anxieties and so on. That's also a lot of you at those five beds. You've got to be on.
Mm-hmm.
You're visiting somebody you haven't seen in a while, so right. It's not just like, okay, we're here in New York. Okay, we're going to see some shows. We could relax.
Right.
It's you're constantly. I'm seeing this. I'm seeing this. This person.
Yeah.
It looks exhausting to me.
It's exhausting, and I also feel bad for our kids who like I can do it because it's like I've making the choice to do this, and this is whatever. This is life as an adult. Like you have to do things sometimes. This particular, I don't know if I ever said on the show, but this particular trip was somewhat necessitated by the fact that my dad sold the house I grew up in, and so I felt like this was going to be my last chance to see it before it wasn't his anymore, and so that's why we decided to go. And I'm glad I did that, but. If that had not been the case, I think we would not have gone. We probably would have gone somewhere else where we could just relax on a beach or something.
I see.
And so, because there's been a lot of family trips and not a lot of like trips that the kids could just
have fun,
relax and have fun, and yeah, and like for all of us, but for them, it's like they didn't ask for that, and I know they like seeing their families too to some extent. But it's still hard to like be yanked around all over the place and also be like for kids, it's also they have to be on.
Be on.
And so it's a little like,
And it's like for kids, you're staying here with these people. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it as an adult. As a kid, it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
It can either be exciting. Oh, great. We're going to do this. But also it's like, I don't want to wake up in a weird place, man.
Right. I mean, in some of the cases, it's like a grandparent's house, so that's not weird. Like, they know their grandparents, and that's comfortable for them. But it's still a different bed, and yep. you got to get used to it. Now, I would say maybe kids have an easier time sleeping in odd circumstances, whereas adults, it's, like, harder.
I don't like it.
I know I did. Like, when I was a kid, I could just lie down anywhere. But
I'm going to interrupt this to say this. Yeah. Before we leave, we do have a couple of commercials to record.
Yes, we do.
So I wanted us Thank to remember that we had to do that.
Yes.
Because you said bed, and I believe one of them is the furniture thing. Huh. Is it not?
I don't think it is.
Is it Thum? What's the name of that
yeah.
brand?
But that, I don't think...
It's not ready yet?
I don't think that's... I think that's right. February.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway. So,
sorry to interrupt.
No,
I did not want us to be driving home and going, oh, fuck, we forgot yeah. to...
I can't remember how we got... Oh, we were doing the silvery sighting, but then we were just saying... Why did we get on that topic?
I said your vacations don't look relaxed.
yeah. Well, thank you for acknowledging that.
All right, this is a working actor.
Yeah. And... We all watched the show that you're talking about? The comedy?
You've watched one of them, for sure.
But the drama that he's best known for, maybe we didn't watch it.
I don't know who in the room has. Maybe you all have, maybe none of you
And
have.
That's the streaming one? Or they're both streaming?
They all are technically streaming.
Technically.
I mean, did they start on network and then go?
They're not network. They're not network.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. I mean, I don't know how much this helps, but Hulu?
No, I don't know.
Oh, you don't know.
Maybe they've landed over
is
there.
Is this a white guy?
Yeah.
Okay, that might be more helpful.
Is he known to be?
He might be on Hulu. One of his shows might be on Hulu. Sure. I don't know.
Is he known to be in a relationship with another celebrity?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Okay. So over 60.
No, again,
he didn't even know if it was 50.
I believe if I'm gonna bet money, and nobody's asking me to, I'm gonna say between 45 and 55. I would easily accept 45 and 55.
Okay. I am going to ask you to bet money on that. A little side.
Should I go down to the Commerce Casino?
Yeah. Here, I got a chip here. I say he's 56. Throw it in.
You don't know where you can't.
I don't even know who it is. Yeah. I'm not going to.
Nobody's bet money on it.
Has he hosted SNL?
No. But should.
Great question.
Should.
But should. But should. But not big enough.
Not quite there.
And he's done some movies. Can you think of movies he's been in?
I can't.
You can't.
Does he have a particular type of character that he usually plays?
Kind of.
And is that character a teacher?
I believe he's played that role.
Okay. But that's not what you'd...
Is he a clean cut guy?
Not really.
More of a hippie?
Not really.
More of a artist type?
Maybe.
A little bit.
Artist grease monkey?
Long hair? Longish hair?
No.
Okay. Artist grease monkey? Who could you possibly be thinking of?
He works with wrenches.
it seems like sculptors end up in there a lot, and then they also like are working on their motorcycles.
Hey, you watch Taskmaster?
Yes.
Have you seen the year end one that you know they do the one-offs?
Treat? Yes.
With the most recent cast,
yeah, but with the guy who's I guess he's a football player,
yeah,
but he's also an artist
and yeah. a good artist.
Yeah.
I thought that cast was so great, I would have watched a whole season of them.
Yeah,
they had nothing but joy.
They really did.
Yeah, they were fun.
Yeah.
That was fun. And Greg Davies was on fucking fire.
Yeah.
Really good episode. All right. But I digress.
Can I quickly go back just because I have family that will listen to this? I love seeing my family. I love my family.
I think they understand.
Also, we did have fun. We got to see three shows, which is incredible. And I'm very lucky to get to do those things. So,
according to those posts, it looks like a lot. It doesn't look like fun. That's my take on it.
We did have a lot of fun. And I feel like I want to give a shout out to the Broadway subreddit who has... rarely, if ever, steered me wrong in terms of choosing what shows to go to.
All right.
Really loved everything I saw. And I wouldn't have even known about maybe Happy Ending if it weren't for them. So this guy is tall.
Did you cover your bases? Your tall, mommy going to be happy now?
Yeah, she also. Is this guy tall?
I don't think so. Could be.
This is the most fucking generic and bland dude ever.
Is he American?
Yeah.
American.
Dark hair?
I think so.
So,
do you even know who it is? You're like, I actually don't know who they saw. Just making up over. It's like you're creating a character in a video game. Default NPC.
Can we assume that he is not a regular on one of your Law and Orders?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is he on a current show?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And is this show long running?
I don't know. Again, big mistake. I thought you were going to go off on a longer rant about your family. Here's a hint. Longer than it should.
A show that's been on longer than it should.
A show that you maybe watched for a while and then gave up on.
No, still watch it.
Oh, you still watch it?
Still watch it.
And this is the comedy or the drama?
Comedy. It's still on.
This is a comedy that's still on a streaming platform.
Only Murders in the Building. Is that the comedy? Okay.
Is the show set in New York?
No way.
Is it set on Earth?
Mm-hmm.
It's a reality-based, not reality show, but it's not sci-fi, it's not fantasy.
Correct.
It's set in our world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And is it in L.A.?
No.
Is it in a small town?
Sort of, kind of, yeah.
Sort of, kind of, small town.
It's so, still on the air.
Maybe I don't know what streaming means.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, even
throw some other places at me.
You get your Netflix?
No.
Paramount Plus?
No.
Hulu?
Peacock?
Hulu? Again, I don't know if it's on Hulu.
Amazon Prime?
Disney Plus?
Could be on Amazon Prime,
Apple
but I don't
TV
know.
Plus.
Wait, what'd you say?
Disney Plus?
No, no.
Oh, now we're running out of them.
So, did we say Peacock?
You didn't.
Yeah.
Peacock?
No, no.
What else?
There's a big one.
What are we missing? I said Netflix. You said no.
YouTube?
No, no, no. TV? I think they're... Max.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Max. Also...
It may have started on HBO.
And it may still be on HBO.
Okay, got it.
Okay. Yeah. Comedy on HBO or Max?
Wait, is it Curb? Or Enthusiasm? That's over now, I think.
That's finally, over.
Finally. There's your Hacks, but that you wouldn't
that's
say that
great.
About that.
Yeah. No one doesn't love Hacks, right?
And by the way, I also love this show.
Okay.
I just felt, and I'm not putting it down. It felt like it was ending. It felt like it felt like a series finale.
What? Of a half hour
nope.
HBO.
No, it's a half hour.
Oh, this is the drama.
No, it's not.
It's a
1 hour comedy?
Mm-hmm.
1 hour comedy. Well, I don't think you would consider White Lotus a comedy.
No, I would not. I don't watch it.
And that's only been two seasons.
It's got a third season just started.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. And
you think too long?
I'm not sure. I haven't started watching.
I mean, those are capsules, right?
Yeah.
Each season is its
different
own thing.
Yeah, with some overlap. But that's not what we're talking about.
Won awards?
I will never forget Mike White, by the way, at the Writers Guild Awards. And there's lines to go up to the desk to check in, mm-hmm. to find out what table you're sitting at. And his publicist pushed past everybody to go to the front of the line. And Mike White went, I think there's a line. And she went, you're fine. Let's go. And he wouldn't.
Wow.
And I'll respect him to this day.
That's great.
Because what an awful person she is.
Yeah. Maybe you hire somebody new.
Yeah. And if I may, this is no disrespect. He's very talented. Who the fuck is Mike White that he can push past people in line?
That's a stretch.
There are a lot of publicists that are nothing but parasites that think they have some power that they don't really have. Some are great.
I'm considering going into the field.
You'd be great at it because you're an asshole. So you'd be fantastic.
Has this show won awards?
No.
And
do
maybe
you feel
it
like it maybe
should.
It should.
I think
point?
Some should.
Some actors.
I think
on
you
it?
Know what this is one of the shows that we use an example of in our house. It's crazy that The Bear gets nominated for comedy and this show because this show suffers.
Righteous Gemstones?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yes. That's an hour I didn't even realize that was that long of a show.
You know what? If it's not, I apologize.
No. Okay. So
maybe one episode's not. I don't know.
Was it Danny McBride?
It was not Danny McBride.
Then I'm right. out.
It's not. And it was obviously it wasn't John Goodman because you wouldn't.
It was not John Goodman.
Was it
John
Walton
Goodman.
Goggins?
It was Walton Goggins.
Walton Goggins.
I think he's crusted
yeah.
to celebrity.
No, he's not a celebrity.
Well, Fallout was a huge thing for him.
I've just been very clear. He is not a celebrity.
I saw him in Griffith
Park.
Your
name is everywhere.
Thank you. Right? And you didn't go look at the celebrity.
I saw him at Squirrel.
I'm saying some people might go,
that guy's familiar. Yeah. I know that forehead.
A celebrity you don't say that about.
Right.
Sure.
I know that forehead.
And by the way, Walton Goggins is great in everything.
Yeah, he's sure. fucking amazing.
He popped up like on a Matlock or something. Like he was 18 years old.
Oh, yeah.
And it was Walt Goggins.
Yeah. Now I'm going to say he is over 55.
You think so?
Now that we know who we're talking about, I think he's your age. I think he's 58.
Well, you know what? How old is Chris Hardwick? 55?
He's in between you and me. I can't remember.
I think they're the same age.
He and I went to UCLA at the same time. So he's within
Hardwick?
A year or two of me. Okay.
You and Goggins?
Yeah. So I'm 55 this year.
You can't drive
Happy
it.
Happy birthday.
But you can turn it.
Yeah.
So I would say Chris Hardwick is around that same age.
Yep.
I would say Chris is 55. I only say that because I know the two of them were good friends at one point. And they may still be. I don't know. Mm. But and I don't know what difference that makes. You and I are friends. We're 8 years apart. But somehow they seemed friends because of...
Their age made them friends.
Yeah. Like maybe because of the school, like school, right. Something. How old is he, Garen?
Walton Goggins was born on November 10th. Chris Hardwick was born on November 23rd.
That's why they're November babies. They became friends.
Sure. Of 1971.
They were both born the same year?
Whoa.
They're both 53.
Younger than
they're 53. Sure. So... Wait, Chris Hardwick's only 53? Looks horrible. Jesus Christ.
Well, Goggins,
I'm going to steal my own joke. Grab a nap.
Well, Goggins does look about 53. I don't think he looks good or bad.
That's what I said.
I thought he was older, but...
Between 45 and 55, I'm happy with either answer. Hardwick surprises me. I thought he was older.
Half the stuff Walt Goggins does has some crazy makeup element to it, and not just like Fallout, but like when he's playing a crazy televangelist or
whatever.
He's
got that crazy hair.
Yeah, it's all just wild. And
Justify was the drama.
Yeah.
And he was great on that.
It was good. God damn, that show was good.
It was great.
I would watch that again. I'm not going to because I have too many things that I want to watch that I haven't seen.
You know what Oliver was watching yesterday? He was home from school yesterday because he was sick. Huh. He was watching the George Clooney film Michael Clayton.
Yeah.
And I was half watching it with him. And even half watching, I'm like, God damn it, this is a great movie.
Yeah.
Really good. Is it Tom Wilkinson? Is that the actor's name?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, oh boy. There's a scene in there where he goes, I'm going to paraphrase it, but he goes, I'm going to tell you something, Michael. You're not a lawyer. You're a bag man. And it just and he does it in that Tom Wilkinson voice,
yeah.
And it's just like in one sentence he just tears this guy apart, just
really
belittles
good.
Him with God damn, it was perfect, great movie. Mm-hmm. Michael Clayton, true story.
What? I don't think so.
I don't think it's true.
Hey. It's a novel, right? Sitting cross-legged on the floor, as Jimmy goes
around. Garen sucks. Now, Garen, you're going to have the opportunity to get me a new one of these.
Oh, boy.
Not now. We're checking in with you.
Oh.
Okay.
Did I do cocaine today?
You drank a full monster.
Drank one.
It's a huge can.
Nah, it's not that big.
It's like a 20-ounce can.
Nah, it's a small can. That's not 20. That's 16.
16, man. Sorry.
That's 16. Don't you come to a 20 bullshit. Garen, what's going on over there? We haven't had the opportunity to check in with you. Mm-hmm. I've been sitting on that Chevy dealership thing with Elliot.
Yeah. So we're in the Platinum, so I think I can share this information.
Oh.
So my cousin came to visit from Michigan, and we went to lunch.
Came to visit here?
Yeah, for the holiday, because his wife's from here. So we're at Cheesecake Factory. Somehow we started talking about Ancestry.com. And like what our lineage and stuff was. And I'm like, yeah, so we pulled up the app and we're looking at it. I'm like, these people are listed as second cousin. Like, who are these people? Do you know these people? And I'm running through these names. It's like, yeah, that's our cousin from Toronto. That's this person. I don't know who that is. And I just was reading past. I was like, yeah, this is weird. I don't know who this is. Cut to the next day. Something hits my head. I'm like, something was like bothering me and I didn't know what it was. And I looked again and I looked at one of those names. And you all know the history with my dad and our new brother that
second family.
They refused to confront, like, I believe it in my bones. She's a good woman. She wouldn't lie. I can feel it. Well, one of those names is his daughter showing up on my ancestry as a second cousin. So that, I guess, Ancestry lists people who only share one grandparent as a cousin or a second cousin.
It just automatically does it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So that confirms what we've been asking people to confirm for a decade almost, or probably longer. Just randomly noticed it.
Wow. And
I haven't.
Does that mean that person had to, this second cousin / half sister had to use the app and submit DNA?
Yeah, so she did it.
Okay.
And there was another one that came up under, this is another mystery thing that came up under first cousin, and it's only initials, and the last initial matches this person. I'm not going to give, you know.
Right.
But I don't know who that is. I don't know if it's her younger brother that for some reason is showing up as a first cousin, not a second. I don't know, whatever. But it's managed by somebody else, and I mentioned them saying, hey, I don't know who this is or who are you. And I did this before I clicked who this person was, the other person was. And I haven't heard anything back from them, but it's now confirmed, at least in my eyes, that that I have nieces and nephews that I didn't even.
And that one that you just said, like, you didn't, it was just initials.
Mm-hmm.
Were the initials BC? Was it Billy Crystal?
Oh God, it could be Billy Crystal. That guy's going through a tough time right now.
You guys, I can't.
I know you said you didn't want to say
sorry,
that.
Sorry, I should not have said that.
Garen, what are you doing?
We'll edit that out. We'll edit that out.
If you, but I wonder if you meet these people, like, if you'll go, you know what, these are good people. Like, they're not, you know, the closed-minded bigot that other family members of yours are.
I don't
know. Yeah, you're not mad at them.
No, my brother and I wanted was, as if we're protecting some mass fortune or inheritance, of which there is none.
Right.
We just wanted to know. Like, I'm not going to, I don't want to give up or open myself up emotionally to people that are strangers and not it be fake.
Right. Like, yeah. You know? That makes sense.
And
it's just, it's a weird thing to be like blasé about. Like, you would think that they would want to know, or I don't know.
His dad feels it in the bones.
I know.
Bones.
Hillbilly logic is good enough, I guess. But
well, I mean, it does. It is in line with supporting a liar, political,
yeah.
for the highest office in the land. It's like, yeah, no, the facts aren't important. It's just feelings.
They see themselves.
Yeah.
You know what's happening today? Jimmy Carter is lying in state, and Donald Trump is lying.
Hey,
come on, it's good stuff.
Nice.
That's good stuff. Thought in the car. Said I'm going to blue sky that out. By the time I got to a stop position, I went, I'm all right.
At most, I'll say it in passing on the show.
That's okay. That's okay, yeah. All right. Well, Garen, that sounds exciting.
It's kind of crazy.
More importantly, how loud was the Cheesecake Factory?
it wasn't too bad. I mean,
it's always horrible.
It wasn't that crowded when we went.
I've never heard that sentence either.
Yeah, especially this one, because it's the only one around.
Oh, you went to the Sherman Oak.
The Sherman Oaks one, and then there's one in Burbank, I think?
Glendale,
yes.
And one at the Grove.
The worst.
Yeah.
Well, the Grove and the Americana, two worst places to go to a Cheesecake Factory, because there's already too many people at both of those places, and then they all go, hey, let's eat at the Cheesecake Factory.
But, hey, we're tourists. Yeah. Let's go to the touristy restaurant.
Party of Four, that'll be a 2-hour and 30-minute wait.
Here's a buzzer. Walk around the Grove. You walk around in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Well, I made that lap.
Yeah, maybe you can, like, get there at 9 a.m. and put your name in if you want to have lunch.
It's horrible. It's horrible. Did I hear they're leveling, they're thinking about leveling the Grove? And making a giant new television city.
Holy shit.
Like that whole area. And they're going to, with underground parking for five. I heard this in passing.
That seems insane.
And then I meant to look it up, but I didn't. So I don't know anything. I was hoping some other people would fill in the gaps.
I had not heard that.
But it seems weird to
it seems like it's doing
great,
the
Grove, right?
I don't know.
The farmer's market lost to the Grove, so I don't see why they could stop that from happening.
I believe the farmer's market would stay.
Sure.
That'd be great.
Based on what I've
heard. That's the only thing I care about.
I'm sure that they wouldn't want to have that happen anyway.
I like that it's just an institution and never, like, I need to have mediocre pizza slices.
Mediocre? You're being kind.
Maybe a store that sells only hot sauce.
That pizza is the worst pizza. It's Frank Sinatra's favorite pizza, to which I always quote, Frank Sinatra liked shitty pizza. Because it's horrible. It's embarrassingly bad.
Yeah.
They do have some of the, like, grocery things, the actual farmer's market things.
Yeah.
Are pretty cool.
Yeah, but I'm not going there.
Where do you get your puffy stickers?
I get them there.
Okay, good. That's the only place
I get them there. I mean, if I need to get them online, I will if they close.
No, but then you don't know where you're getting.
That's true.
I like to put my fingers on the puff.
Aaron, what do you got on
feel
this?
The puff.
Anything? The new CBS television? And I think they're going to vote on it, but it looks like the vote's going that direction?
That's crazy.
Am I getting any of this right, Aaron?
Caruso? What's Caruso think?
I think he might be involved.
He's on. He's going to make a zillion dollars, I guess.
L.A. backs $1 billion TVC project amid fears about Hollywood... ..
Slow down.
LA approves $1 billion television city project.
I still don't understand. In the midst of everyone saying there's no productions, there's no jobs, everything's moving out, why are they building these new giant sound stages on the ranch, in the Warner Brothers ranch, and then this? Like, if everything's moving away, what are you doing?
Somebody must know something.
I believe they want to get them back. I believe Newsom is going to lower taxes.
That was the rumor that he was going to, like, unveil some new offer like that would make them want to keep production here. And if they're spending billions of dollars to build these new things, it must be they must be sure it's happening.
They, by the way, the news report I heard was they were interviewing the woman that owns Cantor's, one of the Cantor's, I believe, you know, like great granddaughter or whatever,
yeah.
saying that she is in favor of this happening. Because Fairfax is dying, and this will bring Fairfax will bring new life to Fairfax.
Okay.
So and
interesting.
Yeah. So that's what she says. What do you got, Garen? What are they doing?
Are they
leveling the Grove?
It's kind of hard to tell. They're expected to add 980,000 square feet of offices, sound stages, production facilities, and retail space on the property, located on Fairfax at Beverly Boulevard. A 15-story office tower is planned for the interior of the campus. The facility would occupy 1.7 million square feet.
So for people who aren't familiar with Los Angeles, the Grove backs up to what is currently CBS Television City that it was sold, right?
That is correct.
So that's where Conan had... Well, the Tonight Show had been there.
No.
James Corden was there.
Oh, that's right. James Corden. Sorry, Corden my apologies.
And, the other guy.
Maybe was like the Price is Right or something?
Price is Right was there. Those were the last two things there were Corden and Price is Right.
Yeah. So that's why this is even like a question, because they could just extend out into that.
I want to also say there's a soap opera there.
Yeah.
And I believe those were like, because the soap opera stars all lived in that apartment building right next to it.
Mm-hmm.
Where Jimmy Dore used to live. And then we'd see all the soap stars there. So there's that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's CBS Television City. You probably heard it growing up. They would go film it's from CBS Television City. Yeah. It's
the
blah, blah, blah.
Is right.
Yeah. So it's pretty iconic thing. It was depressing when they sold it. Mm-hmm. So if they're going to continue calling it Television City and doing this big thing, I think that's cool. And if it is going to bring jobs back here.
Is it possible that they're just tearing down the existing thing to rebuild a new thing that's bigger on the same lot and not the Grove?
I heard they were... Go ahead.
It would restore the 1952 Television City studio building.
Oh.
Would preserve and restore it, so that won't be going anywhere.
Interesting.
They said 5,000 underground parking. It sounded like they were going to level the Grove, which I heard. Like, I heard that. I was like, well, that seems crazy, because it's still kind of new.
Yeah.
And it's usually jammed.
Yeah, it seems like it's very successful, but who knows?
All right. Well, Garen... this drink ain't going to get in here on its own. you know what? I don't know if the ones that I put in there that Elliot wheeled in. if they're cold, feel them. I've never had the purple. Grab the purple. We'll do a little taste test right on the air.
The Purple King.
Maybe I've had it on the air already.
There's no time to question. There's no time to think. His hummingbird energy is starting to sink. His questionable sanity stands at the brink. Jimmy requires a monster drink.
Thank you, Dog Julian. Dog was on the Tonight Show last night.
Garen, I haven't gotten to watch it yet. Did you watch it?
I did not watch it. Garen does suck. I did not watch it with Michael Shannon and that REM, whatever they're doing.
Yeah,
that's cold. Thank you, Garen. It's cold.
Not.
It's not ice cold, but for the sake of what we're doing here.
Yeah.
It'll suffice.
Is it going to be grape?
That seems like what the color means.
It's grape. You know what else it isn't?
Good.
It's not cold.
Oh.
It's not cold enough.
You want some ice?
God,
put it over some ice?
Nah, I'll lukewarm it.
Is there ice in there?
I don't know.
I don't think the
water filter has been changed in 6 years.
I don't either, but if you guys need paper towels, I know where those are. I know where those have been collecting dust. All right. Well, Garrett, you've got the con. Drama movies begin with the letter S, so that means we move over to Elliot Hochberg.
Hello.
Elliot, I guess we'll get to your guests. We've already chit-chatted today.
There's a text just came in. I think it's very important that I read it to you.
Okay.
You will understand why I don't. Why I'm going to blank something out here. Fire emoji. Top 10 January hot buys from... local appliances. Fire emoji. That came to me just now.
That's in poor taste.
You think it's a bad time to have a fire sale?
I whatever is going on, enjoy an extra $100 off these products. But I suspect somebody had an automated thing that went and didn't realize that this is a bad idea.
Well, you know what? It's funny. To that point, General Hospital had to put a trigger warning on today's episode.
Oh, really?
Because a longtime character who's been on the show for 14 years is leaving the show, and they're killing him by burning him alive.
Oh, no.
Man. And so it ends. It, apparently, the building blows up. They show his hand on fire and him screaming.
Jesus.
Bloody. Death. So they had to put it. This was shot many, many weeks ago.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Piss somebody off to go out that way.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point.
He wants out. Chad Duell is the guy's name. I met him when I did that GH Now, I think it was called, with Nancy Lee Grand.
Or is he going to come back, that character, later with a new face?
I would imagine, Garen. I mean, that's how. Yeah, right. They'll do that. New actor. Well, good luck on that sale. It's $100 off.
You never know. On an appliance, $100 can make all the difference. All right. So there are a lot of S movies.
Yeah. What are you going to go with?
Yeah, boy. I had a couple of thoughts. We'll see if any of these come up. But I'm going to go with Sling Blade.
Oh, some people call it a Kaiser Blade.
It's true.
That's from the movie.
Okay.
Call it a Kaiser Blade. Okay. I'll call it a Sling Blade.
That's a quote, folks.
Boy, that short film is phenomenal. The short black and white with Molly Ringwald, that's phenomenal.
Yeah,
and the long movie is good.
Mm. Did you see the short one first?
Yeah.
I didn't see it until after, I think. I liked the movie. I remember liking it at the time.
Well, I like it. But seeing that short film, it was like, it just was, it also was at a time where you weren't seeing a lot of independent stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You know, at least I wasn't.
Yeah.
And so I liked it. It was also good to see Molly Ringwald working again. And Billy Bob Thornton, I did not know that he was on a sitcom with John Ritter. To me, he was an unknown actor.
Yeah, no, I'd
and
never
he was
heard
great.
Yeah,
I didn't know that
until just now.
Till now,
yeah, I don't know.
Me too.
He was on. I think it's the one with Marky Post, right? Marky Post, John Ritter, and him. Is that the one? A Daily Shade or Daily? No, that's the Burt Reynolds
Evening
thing.
Shade.
That's Burt Reynolds.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, what's it? I think it's based in a newspaper, though, right? I watched zero episodes of this.
Hearts of Fire.
Hearts of Fire. What is it about?
Professional and personal relationships of a legislative assistant.
All right, I guess I knew nothing about this show. Mm. But is it Marky Post and John Ritter and him?
Yeah.
So I got that part right.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got his wife's blood in a necklace that they wouldn't shut up about. Remember that?
Sure.
That was a thing. Mm-hmm. All right, so you went with Sling Blade.
Sling Blade.
Great. Billy Bob Thornton, who's in a, speaking of bands, he's in a band with Teddy Andreas, who is the keyboardist for Guns N' Roses. Okay. I think they're called the Box Tops. Not the Box Tops. What are they called? The Box?
I don't remember.
Box Cutters?
I think they're called the Box Cutters, which they started in 2001.
Yeah.
Sure.
Late 2001.
A lot of people thought that was in poor taste. But.
Box Masters.
And if you like that music, they're great.
Okay.
Teddy Zigzag is his nickname. He used to run the jam night at the Baked Potato, and we used to go there occasionally, and that would be like, you know, it's jam night, and hey, you know, who wants to hear a Toto song? Let's get Steve Lukather there up here. And you know what, I think it's time for some Kiss. Ace Frehley, are you here? And then he'd come up and play. Like, it
that's
was
crazy.
It was really cool.
That's here in town?
At the Baked Potato over on Cahuenga.
I've never heard of that place.
It's a jazz place. But on, I don't know if they still do it. On Tuesday nights, it was jam night. And Teddy is phenomenal. And that band was amazing.
Mm.
And then whoever was with Pop, Lee Ritenour would pop by and play guitar. And you know, whoever was, that's where we saw Drew Barrymore. She got up on stage and Pat Francis bought her a drink after she was famously trying to stay sober.
Watching the Bob Dylan movie and seeing those places where they would just go and hang out and play music.
Yes.
Made me want to know where that is here, or if those kinds of places still
exist for current new artists,
for current folk,
like anything like that. Like is the Hotel Cafe like that anymore?
That's interesting, Garen.
You know who you should ask is Jeff Babko. He would.
Oh, that's a good point.
Because he plays jazz with some guys.
He does, doesn't he?
And I forget where, but yeah,
it made me nostalgic, Garen, for when I started stand up. Mm-hmm. And the funny people would all converge in the same spot, and then go, okay, well, we did our shows here. I'll meet you over at Who's On First, and then we'd all go over and do a set there. Then we'd all go to the Roxy, and the Dylan movie made me think of that. Like we're all kind of nobodies. We're still all kind of nobody, but you don't get my point.
Yeah,
and it was fun, and like just to think that like Bob Dylan showed up, and he and Joan Baez happened to be there at the same time, and then both make it. Like, that's
it's
pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they fuck, too. That's what it says in the movie.
Holy shit.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm just quoting the movie.
I thought she was a lesbian this whole time.
Garen, you're part of that tribe. You can say that. I can't, but I agree. I guess I thought she was too until that. Maybe is she now?
I don't know.
No, because didn't she marry somebody else, another famous musician?
You could be both. I don't know.
Sure can be. No question about that. Who did she marry? She did marry somebody, another.
Oh, she's bi.
Yeah, Baez.
That's right. It's right in the name.
That might be why you thought it, Garen.
How do we miss that?
Who did she marry? She married somebody that.
Hold on. It's not telling me her.
You see Danielle's tweet about Brandi Carlile, her job now is a musician and elderly escort. She was holding Elton John's hand.
Yeah.
She married David Harris.
Who's David Harris?
He's an American journalist and activist.
See? That's what I'm talking about. Famous.
They're divorced. I don't think she's currently married.
Of course she's divorced. She's living a lie. I like Joan. I like Joan Baez. I don't love Joan Baez. I think my mother-in-law liked Joan Baez.
I couldn't name
your mother saw Joan Baez.
Yes. Did I say this recently on the show? But yeah. Her cousin dated Joan Baez.
That's what it was.
That's how they got to hang out with Bob Dylan.
That might be the famous person I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Now, you brought up your mom. Do you want to do any cleanup? Apologize for anything?
I think I covered it.
All right, just want to make sure. All right, you went with Sling Blade. Matt, what'd you go with?
I'm going to go with a movie that I love that is recently re-released in IMAX, Seven.
Sure.
Did you go see it?
I haven't. I'm tempted to.
I wish my son would like that movie. Like if I think he would.
He'd be a little scared, but it's not a horror movie.
It's not a horror movie.
It's emotionally gut wrenching.
It's difficult in some ways.
I think I would enjoy it more now than when I saw it.
I just remember thinking, wow, this was really great. But I don't
Fincher?
Know. Yeah.
I don't know directors. The fact that I'm able to say that.
I should take Irma to that. She likes watching violence.
She's had to turn on the local news.
Yeah, right.
That's a great movie. Seven's a great movie.
Yeah.
Hope that Brad Pitt does okay. His career is he had a tough time after that.
Yeah.
I thought we all were going to say my number one, so I'm not even going to. I think I'm going to go to my number two.
Wait, what now?
Yeah, I know that's weird. I'm going to go with Scarface.
Okay.
That's
a big one.
Scarface.
Was your number my number two, I wanted to say in honor of the people in the Palisades, I wanted to say Sunset Boulevard,
which is
also a great movie.
But that's a classic. Is that top of mind? Well, I mean,
I don't know. That's the thing.
Garen, is that in the Criterion Collection?
It must be.
I don't think it is.
Wow, that would be crazy.
Should be.
I also Schindler's List was my number one.
Oh, sure. I also had Silver Linings Playbook, Saturday Night Fever.
Saturday Night Fever.
Sure, I have that on here.
And Say Anything, which some people might say is a comedy. I don't think so.
I think it's a rom-com, but it's pretty heavy.
It's heavy. It's not really calm.
So my second place.
I don't think it's calm at all.
Yeah.
But I think it falls under the rom-com category.
People call it
but
that.
But I don't think it is
a rom-com. It gets put on that shelf incorrectly, mm-hmm. I would say.
September 5th. I thought maybe that might
brand
be.
New.
Great movie.
It might be
September. If I may, September 5.
September 5. All right.
If I may. I'm just. What's it like to get?
Yeah, how does that feel
back?
To be on the other end?
You like that?
I appreciate it. It's educational.
Sure.
What else you got? You got The Searchers. I had The Searchers.
No, I have Single White Female.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, that's
a good one. What about The Sixth Sense?
Oh,
it's good.
Is that some may call that horror? I don't.
I don't think it's horror.
It's like thriller. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean it's not sci-fi.
It's supernatural, but yeah. It's not sci-fi.
Skyfall.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, it's a good one.
But I didn't think that Garen would pick Skyfall.
No, he hates.
Scent of a Woman, Sea of Love.
Oh, the Pacino.
The back-to-back Pacino.
Yeah. Put in Scarface, do the trilogy.
Yeah. Sure.
Oh, there you go. And then I have The Sandlot.
Wait. Serpico. You can do this all day long.
Oh, that's
all his best movies. Other
Serpico. What was the other one?
Scarface.
Scarface.
Scent of a Woman.
Scent of a Woman.
Sea of Love.
Sea of Love.
Which is good.
Sog Day Afternoon.
The Sod Father.
The Sod Father.
Sure.
The Sod Father Part 2.
Grass has never been more interesting.
Nice job, Garen.
Very nice, Garen. Garen gets it. Once it grows, you cut it grows back. You know what I was getting at. Mm-hmm. It wasn't perfect, but we got it.
Yeah.
All right, here's the fans, Ellie.
Sure.
You don't win money. No. Don't get paid. Don't get nothing when you
didn't even see a celebrity when you went to see this. On stage or off.
No. And also, when we saw Oh Mary, apparently, at least saw on their social media that, Pedro Pascal was there within
2 days of us and someone else big. I was fucking looking around. I was like, where are the celebrities at? I'm here.
Like, for work.
I'm working for it. I'm like trying to see a celebrity and I couldn't spot one.
Well, you know, it was there 2 days before. It was friend of the show, Oliver Pardo.
Oliver Pardo and his mother.
And the host of Hard to Survive with Danielle and Christine. Yeah. They were there. So I wonder if that made the trades.
Should have been on their social media.
It's not that, you know, why not? Go ahead.
All right.
There were a bunch of old people who I wasn't sure that they were going to. Oh, Mary is a very explicit. It's a, you know, it's a modern comedy, the kind of comedy we like. It's R rated. And I was like, oh, these fucking stuffy old guys going to like this. They seem to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Except for one behind me. I don't know if this is just they had to go to the bathroom. They stood up and left before he, like they weren't even fully out from behind the curtain for the curtain call. They were gone. I was like, oh, did they hate it?
They might have hated it.
Too bad.
Not everybody likes everything.
No, I mean, that's my issue is like, you shouldn't be here. It's not for you.
But he didn't know that.
He should. You should have some vague awareness of what you're walking into, right?
Is that an intermission show?
Or no, straight through, man.
That's a 75 in and out, huh?
Yeah, it's like 80 something minutes. Great.
Tight.
Mm.
That's what I want.
I don't know why. It's a very simple set. It would be very easy to bring it to LA. I wish they would. I hope they will. It's unbelievably great. I want you all to see it.
I loved it.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
So at number 10, we have Scarface.
Scarface was my choice.
Mm-hmm. Number 9, nobody mentioned, Spartacus.
Spartacus.
Mm-hmm. Number 8.
I am Spartacus.
I am.
No, I am Spartacus.
Garen.
I am not Spartacus.
Thank you for being honest. It wasn't going to be believable.
I cannot tell a lie.
Nope. No one was buying it.
Pass me by, please.
Might as well just
moving
be
on.
Honest.
Yeah.
Leave me out of it.
Yeah, you see how the guy is with at the dinner table? I'm not going to defend him. All right.
That was a joke.
Yeah, that's fair.
I don't get it. Check out the walls.
I'm not really icing you. It just felt like something had to happen here.
Yeah,
I felt it. I am really icing.
I felt it.
That just was.
It was kind of like a watermelon hit me in the face.
Yeah, it was that.
Yeah. Let's just go to the next one then. Schindler's List.
Schindler's List.
Here's one I thought somebody might say, but I didn't think of it. Saltburn.
Oh, a modern classic.
Yeah.
You're okay.
So, no, this is sci-fi, so that can't. So
what is it?
Star Wars Episode IV, A New Hope.
I'm going to say that's sci-fi. It's,
yeah.
I don't think that's based in reality at all.
Yes. Straightforward.
So I'll throw in Saving Silverman.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Colin Hanks and Jack Black, I think, are in that.
Mm. Is that a comedy?
What about Saving Sarah Marshall? That's a comedy.
That's definitely
Saving Silverman's a comedy. Is it not?
Saving Silverman is
all right, how about
comedy,
the Social Network? I'll throw the Social Network.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't thought about. Then we got Sling Blade. Which is mine.
Wow, people call that a pretty high blade, by the way.
The Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's a huge one.
Saving Private Ryan.
How did neither of us have that on our list? I mean, it's for the... Maybe
if that's Garen's.
Men don't shut up about Shawshank.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, we never talk about it. Every other man I know doesn't shut up about that movie.
It is great.
I actually haven't seen it, but that's one I think I would see.
You should see it.
I should see that. I haven't seen Schindler's List either, but I'm not sure.
Oh, dude, Schindler's List.
It's a good movie. Yeah. I have my reasons why I'm a little reticent, just like... What's the thing?
Hey,
where,
Red Jackets.
What was the Hitler comedy? I haven't seen that.
Jojo
either.
Rabbit.
Jojo Rabbit. I haven't seen that either. I don't know. I'm not.
Schindler's List isn't funny.
No, I understand that, but it's the topic. I don't watch all the movies.
You know what though, dude? Schindler's List it's different.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
I should see it, and I probably will.
It's really good.
Yeah. I said Saving Private Ryan. Stand by me,
that Rob Reiner film.
Yeah.
Now, if this had been Jimmy, the number one might have made sense. I think San Andreas.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Wow,
it wasn't on my list, but
that's
it could be on Garrett.
That's number one.
What's
that's
number
it's
one?
Not a
yeah.
bad movie.
It's not
stupid,
good,
but
yeah.
it's
a good. It's a good
Jimmy's kind of movie. Horrors are Garen's kind of movie. That's Jimmy's kind of movie.
It is my go to the movie by myself on a Wednesday type movie.
Exactly.
It's not. It's movie night with the family.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm going to go see that because I know it's going to be bad, but I'm going to love it.
Right.
That's what it is. All right. Well, let's find out from Garen Cockrell. What do you got, Garen?
Number 5, The Saint.
The Saint
with
which one? The Alec Baldwin one?
The
Val Kilmer.
Oh, Val Kilmer. Yeah. Alec Baldwin was who?
He was the Shadow.
Right, okay. Number four, San Andreas.
What? Why is everyone thinking of this?
That's why he defended a second ago. That wasn't a bad movie. You can't be a bad guy to think about that movie.
Honestly, should just be forgotten with the sands of time.
Agreed. Yeah.
Number three, Shang-Chi.
Shang-Chi.
Come on, man.
The Legend of the Ten Rings?
Yes. Number two.
Yes.
The Social Network.
Oh boy.
And do we have a winner, Garen?
Number one.
Yes. I think we have a winner.
Now, if I would say, guys, who's my favorite director? What might you say?
John Carpenter.
That's a good guess. I know. Jaws is your favorite movie, so you might think Steven Spielberg, who made Saving Private Ryan and Schindler's List.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And arguably one of the hugest dramas of all time might be considered Schindler's List.
That was going to be my first choice.
My answer.
Damn it.
Dude, you had
it. You heard me say I was going to say it, and then I changed.
Why the? And he even was like, what are you doing? And
because I thought, nah. Here's why. Because I thought, first of all, I thought he's dumb. I mean, you heard he's got San Andreas on the list.
Yeah.
So I thought his brain would give him Scarface because it's like a movie that...
It's a more of a genre movie that he would be into.
Yes. I did also just see that recently, so that's not a bad guess.
Yes.
It's not a bad guess.
And right. Seven is out there. It's in the zeitgeist because of this re-release. I thought you might have seen it on the...
I didn't realize that it happened.
Oh, see, I thought you're at the theater all the time.
Is it gone already?
I think it's gone already.
Don't know. Oh, no.
No, it was playing yesterday at least.
Oh.
You think it disappeared overnight?
I'm saying...
Do you think the wind took it away?
Sometimes if something opened on a Thursday, it might get bumped out. But
I don't think this is a big weekend, though, for...
Let's find
I don't think this is a Thursday opening type of movie weekend. Although, I'll tell you what. You know how they always bury shit movies in January? Mm-hmm. The trailers before September 5 maybe go, there's some good movies coming out in the next month. So, maybe that'll
Did you guys see My Old Ass, by the way?
No, but somebody I know saw it and said it was great.
I loved it.
Oh, maybe it was you.
It may
be. You tweeted out about it?
I said, my old ass is terrific, and so is the movie.
I remember
Love it.
I blocked that.
It is still playing, and it will still be playing tomorrow, Friday, so that means it's not getting bumped by a real... It's going to be at the AMC 16 through the weekend.
Did it just come out? That must have just started then.
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, because I remember hearing it a while ago.
Yeah.
And then forgetting about it until you just brought it up.
Can I convince my son to see it?
Tell him he should see all the works of Fincher, who's one of the best directors actively making movies today.
I don't disagree with anything you've just said.
This is one of his best movies, I think.
Mm-hmm. You know, he's in that movie, the lead singer of Wire Train, Kevin Hunter.
I did not know that.
He's in I believe it's that movie. He's in a phone booth, making a phone call. He and Fincher were friends, I believe.
Hmm.
And so Kevin was...
interesting.
He just gave his buddy hey, come on down and do a thing.
Yeah.
I think he's got two lines or something. Something like that. Wire Train was a band.
Sure.
For the
Fincher 90s. Directed music videos, so maybe he worked with them?
Yes, he directed one of their videos.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe two of them.
Okay.
And one of them is, this will not surprise you, Insane.
Yeah.
You know, it's like David Fincher nuts for, like, what? It's just fucking music, man. What are we doing here? Like,
settle down.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, we're done.
Yep.
This was great fun. This was great fun. This is the episode that we needed after a... it was great to have Rich Sommer in here the other day. We consider him family.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever we have to take a long break, it's always good for the four of us just to do a lengthy episode like this and catch up and get the juices back and get it flowing for the weeks to come.
Still love my family. Very happy to see them all.
I will say this. It looks exhausting. I won't let it go. I just keep getting you more and more trouble. Look, dude, I've met your family. It's got to be fucking horrible. I've met your family. They are always a delight.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed your time.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, everybody. Thanks again. Don't forget our live stream is next Thursday, the 16th. So join us for that. If you want to listen to it in real time or just download it when it comes out, the choices are endless and they stop at 2. so do that.
The opposite.
Literally the opposite. All right. This is going to be great. I think we're going to get out of here by 1:00.
Because of that.
I think we're going to do it. Ah, fuck the ads. Damn it.
We would have gotten out of here by 1 o'clock if you hadn't said we're going to get out of here by 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I screwed up.
That's what made the difference.
Yeah, I slowed it down. All right, listen. Thanks, everybody. Thank you for listening and for subscribing. If you were affected by the fires, of course, we're thinking about you. Do not think that you know, we are here to provide comedy, and that's what we are. Certainly not making light of anything that's going on in the world. We are here to while we bitch and stuff about what goes on in the world, we are certainly, our goal is to be a respite from it, and also rant about the crazy person that's going to be in office soon. So get ready for that. So there he is over there. There's Gary Cockrell behind, I guess, the Pop Culture Beast Info Desk. I don't know if it still is. We got to come up with some new name for that. Behind that new, that hot new table, that's Gary Cockrell. Gary saw that table. Remember when he saw the table? He goes, oh, I don't even want to put my drink on it. Right? It looks, it's not that different, but it's so new that it was exciting.
Yeah, and the other one was all warpy from the condensation.
It's got little rollers on it.
Yeah, arguably, this is a more stable table.
More
arguably.
Stable. It's a stable table. That's a rhyme.
Yeah.
Behind Video Village, there he is from the Vile House. That's Elliot Hochberg. The Honcho Map Bell Nap. I am Jimmy Pardo. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time on the podcast. AK-47, Gone, Not Forgotten.